Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kepler Martin, a power play goal! Lesperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel Lesperance, streaking through the neutral zone, Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to those of you who are listening to the Husker postgame show after a Nebraska win over the Northwestern Wildcats. We are now in Sioux City for some Tri-City Storm hockey. And the Tri-City Storm taking on the Sioux City Musketeers for the third time this season. Storm looking to make it three in a row in 1 week. Tri-City has won games this week over Waterloo on Wednesday. And last night they defeated the Lincoln Stars 3-0 at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. It's been two wins in a row for the Storm, and it's been a big change in play. Welcome inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. Once again, Jared Sheffrin here with you to break down the matchup here tonight between the Tri-City Storm and the Sioux City Musketeers. And the Musketeers might be the hottest team in the USHL. They have won seven consecutive games, and they have won all those seven games dating back to October 11th, the game that started that streak right in Kearney at the Viero Event Center. They defeated the Storm, and since then, they have been on a roll. Most recently, the Musketeers defeated the Omaha Lancers last night in Omaha at the Ralston Arena. 3-2 the score there. Brandon Hawkins with a late game-winning goal to push the Musketeers over the Lancers. They are in second place, the Musketeers are, in the USHL's Western Conference. Tri-City, with that win last night over Lincoln, has moved over Lincoln and into fifth place in the Western Conference standings. Couple points behind Waterloo, but the Storm have looked much better. They have an overall record of 4-5-2 right now. They're 3-3-2 at home and 1-2 away from Kearney. A little bit of an abbreviated Viero Wireless pregame show here as we are getting set for the Storm and the Musketeers. We're going to take a quick break and come back with the CHS Coach's Corner, getting you prepared for tonight's game here in Sioux City on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Jared Schaffrin here in Sioux City with Josh Howgie, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, as we get set to take on the Musketeers here tonight at the Tyson Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers right now in the CHS Agri-Service Center and Senex Coach's Corner. And Coach, what's the scouting report here for the Musketeers? You've seen them twice this year. They've been on a winning streak. They've had a lot of success recently. What's your scouting report on how you can get a W tonight?
Well, they're probably the hottest team in the league right now. They're playing extremely well. I think it all starts with their top line. We got to make sure that we do a good job of limiting their chances. It's been the Jared Thomas and Trevor Olson show, and you know, kind of whoever else is the third guy on that line. It's been either Avery Peterson or Brandon Hawkins. So just depending on what they do, it doesn't change a whole lot because those two are the guys that really get them going. So we got to make sure we're physical with them. We got to get pucks in deep and bang their decor, and then you know get traffic in front of their net.
For your lineup, pretty similar to last night. Ross Olson steps in. Ryan McMurphy still out with the illness there, and so luckily it's not a long-term thing for Ryan, but he didn't make the trip. What is Ross Olson going to give you tonight back in the lineup here?
Well, I think he creates some space for Chase Berger and Chris Wilkie. He's a big body that, you know, plays physical and plays hard. He brings energy for us. He's a leader. He's been a guy who's been around the league and kind of knows what to expect. And I think for a big body, he has a dynamic skill set. So excited to get him back in the lineup. And we got to make sure we keep his emotions in check and he doesn't get too excited to be back in the lineup.
You got your top line that's been working so well for you, Dan Lebosky, Joel Esperance, and Christian Horn. Is there anything that needs to change when you match up with a different team, or you just kind of let them go here because they're working pretty well?
Well, you know, for the most part, we trust them against any line. But we try to, you know, get them out in the right spots, put them out against, you know, other teams, you know, weaker defensemen if we can, and try to do some different things to, you know, exploit how talented they are offensively. So, the biggest thing is just to get them on the ice and let them make plays. It doesn't matter who they're up against, they're going to find a way. But I'm really excited to get, you know, Ross, Chase, and Chris going now, so I think we can get, some scoring throughout our lineup.
You've played 11 games so far. 8 of those games have been at home, so your team has a really good feeling of the Viero Event Center. Now on the road, you're 1-2 so far in your first 3 road games. How much different is it on the road, and what do the guys have to learn about winning on the road?
Well, each venue is a little bit different, and they each bring their own challenges. This building isn't as loud as some of the other places we've been to. It's a bigger building, so the sound isn't, you know, it's not right on top of you, but when they get going here, it's a difficult place to play, so I believe that they haven't lost yet at home, so this has been a place where they've been very good. We have to be, you know, sound defensively here and make sure that we don't let them get started. And, you got to pick and choose when you fight. You know, you got to pick and choose when, you know, you want to try to make a play. You got to play smarter on the road, and we got to stay out of the box.
Last thing is here, you only have a few centers in the lineup today. You guys are a little weak on the depth in the center position. You've got Kyle Eastman playing some center for you. What has he brought here, and how has he kind of turned on his game to be a responsible guy that you can throw in the center?
Well, Kyle's just always been a guy for us in his time here that's just very dependent. You can put him in any spot, and he's going to be there to look out for whatever he needs to do. And he's a guy that we're really excited about giving him this opportunity and getting him more ice time and getting him going. So he's just going to be responsible, keep the game simple. He distributes the puck well. Yesterday you saw him make an unbelievable pass to Thomas Aldworth and on our first goal. And I think that he's playing with some more confidence than he's had of late.
All right, that's Josh Howgie here, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, going up against the Sioux City Musketeers here tonight. Thanks for joining us in the pregame show here, Coach.
Thanks.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. we'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Tyson Event Center here in Sioux City. Jared Shepherd with you getting ready for this one. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers. It's time for tonight's lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King's a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Tonight's Tri-City Storm starting lineup here. For the Storm, they'll start Lebosky, L'Esperance, and Christian Horn. The top line here tonight for the Storm. Defensively, they got Sean Lang and Nolan Glukowski, along with Jacob Johansson, who will be in net for the Tri-City Storm. Sioux City, they will start Cedric Lacroix, Austin Aduno, Kyle Schmidt up front. Tyler Mueller, Adam Johnson on the defensive core, and Kyle Hayton will start in net. We're going to go right to a quick break here when they have the national anthem at the Tyson Event Center. We'll be back for puck drop in the first period here in Sioux City on the Breeze. 94.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Zendar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing six nights a week, and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
The skates are on, the helmet's tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
We're here in Sioux City, the Tri-City Storm, and Sioux City Musketeers just underway. The puck has just been dropped, and Sioux City has dumped it deep into the Tri-City end. Starting play, the Musketeers will go from left to right on your radio dial. The Tri-City Storm will go from right to left. You'll get your three keys to the game in a second. Here's a quick shot from Lebosky. Gets deflected away by starting netminder Kyle Hayton for Sioux City. And now Aduno plays it forward to Lacroix, who put it right back on Glukowski's stick for Tri-City. And now the Storm trying to get it in deep into the Musketeer end as it's Johnson. And we'll talk about Johnson in a little bit. He's a forward who's playing defense tonight. Three players out of the lineup on defense for the Musketeers here in tonight's game. Storm cleared all the way down into the Musketeer end. Icing is waved off. Storm go to chase now, and down low it's Thomas Aldworth who's trying to fight for it on the near side. It comes around. Cutler Martin will keep it in. Martin put it down low right on the stick of Johnson. Eastman's all over him trying to get a turnover, but he couldn't get one. And now it's Trevor Olson who makes a nice cross-ice pass to the far side. Avery Peterson in onside. Centering pass for Thomas. He's taken down. No call coming as the puck's behind the net of Johansson in the Storm. And now Hutchison on the near side puts one out to neutral ice. Bouncing puck. Aldworth comes in onside. Aldworth stops it there on the wall. Aldworth to try to give it to Eastman. It went behind him, and it bounced off the corner over to Amorosa. Amorosa now to Olson on the near side for Sioux City, just underway here in the first period. And a chance for Peterson in the Storm, and a shot saved by Johansson. Rebound Tori Dello. Dello on the near side finds Olson. Olson on the near side wall, took a hit, moved it to neutral ice where Wilkie was there for it, but it was stopped by Nardella in the Musketeer side. Now dumped back into the Storm end. Couple minutes in, scoreless game early on here on the Breeze, Storm and Musketeers. Musketeers on the far side with a quick shot. It was blocked in front now on the far side wall. It's played by the Musketeers in the Storm end. Down low it goes. Dello's the first man there to get it for Tri-City. Scored his first goal in last night's game, a Storm win over Lincoln. And now on the near side, it's Mears Moore with a shot that went wide of the net. Rebound on the far side. Now Nick Olson up top. Another shot. Save made by Johansson. And the rebound on the far side skips out of the zone. And the Storm were able to be able to get it in neutral ice. Wilkie leaves it for Olson. Olson with some speed in the zone loses the puck as there is all five Musketeers converged on him. Storm finish up a line change here. It's Hawkins on the near side. Intercepted there by Steve Hayden, who just came off the bench, but now back to the Musketeers and dumped back into the Storm end. Once again played by Gomez. Hayden gets the deflection into the Musketeer zone. Goes and chases against Johnson. Johnson on the far side gets it out of the zone. And it rolls back to the Storm end where Kevin Kerr plays it. We get a stoppage and a penalty to the Storm. Interference call on Nolan Glukowski, and the Storm will be shorthanded early on. Just started here. 2 minutes and 40 seconds into this one in Sioux City, and the Musketeers have a power play. Sioux City wearing their white uniforms with white helmets, green lettering and numbering on the back with gold trim. Tri-City Storm in their purple uniforms with white helmets, white lettering and numbering on the back. And they will once again go from right to left on your radio dial. It's a power play for the Musketeers here at Tyson Event Center. A quick face-off win by the Musketeers. Nardella to Thomas. Thomas down low. Chance in front. And it's broken up by the Storm. Now back to Nardella. Nardella with a shot. Just missed wide. Wide right of the net. Back to Thomas, who's on the right point. Thomas, the leading scorer on this team. Over to Nardella. Nardella down low. And a shot. And it's blocked in front. Rebound loose on the far side. Musketeers with it again. Nardella fakes on a shot. Nardella switches sides with Thomas, gives it to Thomas on the right side, try to get it down low, deflected by Eastman, kept in though, down low by the Musketeers. And now it's moved on the far side. Chance in front for Kyle Schmidt, poked away by Eastman, and Eastman able to clear all the way down the ice, where the goaltender Kyle Hayton will play it. Hayton with the yellow and green pads. All yellow and green there for Hayton and the Musketeers. This is back into the Storm end for a second. Now it's popped out, and Gomez able to glove it down and bring it to the Musketeer end. Gomez trying to get it to the center. It was blocked away by Nardella, but Gomez into the corner. Going to tick some time off this clock. There's still 55 seconds remaining in the penalty to Nolan Glukowski. Storm of the GNC penalty kill. Scoreless game here in Sioux City. Snively in the near side. Put it in onside. Now it's rolled back out. Gomez again with a chance for it at center ice. Swung and missed on a chance to play the puck. And now it's Snively back in onside. He put it deep in the Storm end. Sean Lang will go chase. Lang chips it around to Schultz. Tries to fire it out of the zone, and he gets it out. Mueller is there for the Musketeers, and he's going to hold things now with 25 seconds remaining in the power play for Sioux City. Lebowski with some pressure, and the Musketeers able to break it, bring it in the Storm end, and wrap it to the near side corner. Lang tries to get it out up the wall. He couldn't. It was blocked by Olson. And now it's Trevor Olson around the far side over to Johnson. Johnson over to Mueller. Mueller winds up a shot. Save made by Johansson. Big shot there by Mueller. He's calling for the puck at the point. 5 seconds remaining in the penalty to Glukowski. Down low. Musketeers in the far side corner. Chance in front for Mueller. Glukowski out of the box. We're back at even strength. Mueller on the near side, still holding the puck. To the far side now with Johnson. Puts one wide of the net. Rebound score! Trevor Olson for Sioux City makes it 1-0. And the fans here at Tyson Event Center are throwing socks onto the ice. A charitable donation here, so we're going to have a stoppage of play. We're going to have a chance to regroup. The Musketeers have made it 1-0. A nice shot by Olsen on a rebound. Beat Johansson through the legs. And it's 1-0 Musketeers. Just about 5 minutes in to the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Quick start to this game. Glukowski takes a penalty. And it wasn't a power play goal, but it's a goal that scored right after the power play expired for the Musketeers. A lot of fans throwing some socks onto the ice here tonight. Kind of like a teddy bear toss after the first goal is scored was when the socks would come on. We get a stoppage here as fans continue to toss these onto the ice. Score is 1-0 Musketeers. On the breeze, 94.5 FM. Shots on goal, 4-1 Musketeers. Olsen picks up the goal. On a rebound in front, that's been really one of the only ways to beat Jacob Johansson this year. Johansson's been so good off the first shot, but on the rebounds is where he has struggled, and the Storm right there trying to scramble to finish up a penalty kill. And he gets beat. Now also, Trevor Olsen is a guy who deserves to be mentioned as one of the best scorers in this league. Olsen, the captain of this team, had an injury to start the season, started playing a couple games in. Now through eight games, this is his eighth game, he's got 6 goals and 9 points. So he's been absolutely a huge factor. And when he got back in the lineup is when the Musketeers started winning. Olsen, this is his eighth game. And the Musketeers are on a 7-game winning streak. So you get your captain back in the lineup and you start playing. Sox are continuing to rain onto the ice. They've got it almost all cleaned up. But fans continue to toss some on. I think a lot of the fans from the balcony were just dropping them to the lower level. And the fans in the lower level are helping to put them onto the ice. Almost done cleaning this up here. 15:09 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play here on the breeze. Once again, a 1-0 lead for the Musketeers. A little bit of a delay here with the Sox on the ice. Storm are going to be able to regroup here. Sox still coming onto the ice. Some point, they're going to have to cut this thing off here. Again, it's 1-0 Sioux City early on in this game. We never got to the New West. Three keys to the game. One of those keys for the Storm to stay out of the penalty box. And that's what hurt them here early on. Because they're going to about to restart. Other things the Storm got to work on. Limiting shots against. Talked to a few different Storm players here before the game today. And they said they allowed a lot of shots to the Musketeers in the last game that they've played against Sioux City. And it was something that hampered them, letting up too many shots. Got to have some better pressure on the defensive end for the Storm and, you know, not allow so many shots against. The final thing they were telling me is a lot of times the Storm have been able to generate some good offense off of a neutral zone forecheck. So that's something the Storm are going to get after here tonight. Trying to get the neutral zone forecheck going, create some turnovers and some offense. Faceoff now underway, and the Storm able to win it. Pass from Cecere went under L'Esperance's skate. And the Musketeers pick it up, put it back into the Storm end. Cecere now from the near side to the top of the zone and a save shot and a block, I should say. Mueller took the shot. Lebowski, first man of the loose puck, put it in the Musketeer end. And now it's loose at the top of the zone, cleared out of the zone by the Musketeers. Cecere able to put it right back in. And now it's banked out by the Musketeers, and here comes Sioux City. And a nice job there by Christian Horn to take the puck away. Great pass on the near side, Lebowski. Lebowski's in onside. Looking. Lebowski takes a shot, and it was saved, made by Hayton. With the right chest there. Now it's Martin with it. Cutler Martin to Kevin Kerr at the top of the zone. He takes a shot. Deflection over the net. Nice look in the front there. Lebowski gets tripped behind the net. No call. And Cutler Martin keeps it in. Nice job by Cutler. Martin to the center for L'Esperance. Got broken up. Now Kevin Kerr. Nice little pass to Martin. Martin tries to get it back to Kerr. It's intercepted there. And now here come the Musketeers, banked off of Jake Montgomery's skate. Storm come back in onside. Martin to the center, a shot that's deflected wide. Aldworth trying to get the rebound. Three Musketeers there. And now Eastman comes in, throws a hit on Thomas. Aldworth gets to the puck. Aldworth on the near side, try to get a centering pass there. Hutchison couldn't get a hold of it. And it's out of the zone, back into the Storm end. Sean Lang goes back to get it now for Tri-City. He takes a hit from Avery Peterson. Now moved it forward on the wall by Eastman. Eastman takes a hit by Olsen, and Olsen put it back in to the Storm end. Cutler Martin finds the puck now for the Tri-City Storm. Martin got taken down behind the Storm net, able to move by Hutchison out of the zone. Here comes Chase Berger. Berger's in onside. Berger on the right side. Berger to the center was blocked. Berger got it back. Chase Berger with it on the far side. Tried to go Aldworth. And Aldworth had a hold of it. Now he put it in deep behind Kyle Hayton in the Sioux City end. Trevor Olson, the goal scorer here tonight, moves it up the wall. And Jared Thomas puts it out to neutral ice. Avery Peterson fighting for the puck. Gets it in deep to the Storm end. Rammed against the wall by Jalen Schultz. And now it's moved forward by the Storm once again. Wilkie leaves it for Ross Olson. Olson back to Wilkie. Wilkie takes a shot. Just missed over the net. Rebound on the far side here. Chase Berger keeps it in. And Ross Olson's got it in the corner. Centering pass deflected by Hayton's stick up top to the zone. And Glukowski keeps it in down low. Olson to the near side corner. Olson down low for Wilkie. Excuse me, Berger. Berger now trying to get it to Wilkie. And it's intercepted by the Musketeers. Avery Peterson on the far side. Peterson takes a hit from Olson. And it's moved by the Musketeers now. On the near side, Hawkins. Brandon Hawkins in neutral ice. Ahead of Wilkie. In onside on the far side. Chips it in deep, and we get a stoppage for an offside. Bit of a late whistle there on the Musketeers. 12:20 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. It's a 1-0 lead for the Sioux City Musketeers. Something I think that was a big key for the Storm earlier in the week, they picked up wins on Wednesday and Friday, was to get ahead early. Storm picked up goals earlier in those games. If you remember against Waterloo, they had two in the first period. Last night against Lincoln, the Storm had a goal in the first, and I think that helped them when they got ahead. Right now they're behind. They're going to have to play from behind here early on. It's into the Storm end now. And it's into the near side corner as we resume play. Johnson at the top. Nice pass through Christian Horn's legs. A lot of room and a shot. Missed the net. Good opportunity for Tyler Mueller. And all the way down it goes into the Musketeer end. Picked up now by Adam Johnson, who's a forward. Played defense in high school, and he's back on defense here. Necessary as the Musketeers are missing three of the defensemen, Blake Heinrich, Ryan Mantha, and Neil Pionk. Centering pass now for the Musketeers. Shot by Hopinen, and a save made by Johansson. Now here comes Lebowski with speed. Lebowski's in on the far side. Lebowski's holding, tries to center it. Goes wide of the net. Rebound on the near side. Now Hopinen leaves it down low for the new player here, Dylan Eichstadt. Eichstadt in the lineup for the Musketeers. First game in a Sioux City sweater. Eichstadt is into the Storm end here with Snively. And Snively got it taken away by Dello. Got it back, got taken down, and a shot was saved by Johansson. Johansson, quick look behind him there, but he held onto the puck. 11-10 remains now in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0 to the Sioux City Musketeers here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. Jared Shaffron with you here. And the Storm looked pretty good after that goal, trying to rebound from that goal. The goal was scored by Trevor Olson. Adam Johnson and Tyler Mueller pick up the assists. Face-off to the right of Johansson now in the Storm end. Kyle Eastman takes in the draw, but he lost it to the Musketeers, and a shot from Nardella got deflected wide. Battle for the rebound. Hutchison gets tossed down. No call, as both players were engaged in that rough stuff. As now it's on the far side of the Storm end. Aldworth got held up, but it's taken out by Eastman. Eastman tried to give it to Hutchison, goes deep into the Musketeer end. Played on the near side now by Sioux City and Schmidt. Pass got blocked by Aldworth, but Schmidt gets it back, and he moves forward. Kyle Schmidt chips one into the Storm end, goes into the near side corner, rolling back behind the net. His move forward now by Eastman. Kyle Eastman on the near side, got it to neutral ice, but now back to the Storm end, and Cutler Martin. Martin with a cross-ice pass, deflected by Eastman. On the far side, Eichstadt got it out of the zone, played by Sean Lang. Now Martin with a lot of space here on the near side, forward for Eastman. Now Steve Hayden. Steve Hayden on the near side into the Sioux City end. Hayden, good work there on the wall. Now on the far side, it comes over to Avery Peterson, and Peterson gets it out of the zone. Sean Lang trying to keep it in, but now he moves it back in. Lang takes a shot. It was blocked. Rebounds loose here and picked up by the Musketeers. They got a chance. Here's Thomas. Thomas into the zone to the center, and he shoots, and it misses the net. Missed the net wide. Nice look from Jared Thomas, who's been all over the place early on. You can see he's very confident on the ice right now, the leading scorer for the Musketeers. It's moved back into the Storm end where Jalen Schultz gathers it. Schultz to the red line and wraps it around the wall. Hayden out of his net. Kyle Hayton, Musketeers goaltender, has been a Very good backbone of this team this year. Kept in there, top of the Musketeer end by Olsen. Back to Berger, looking for a trailer. Berger swipes it down low to Olsen. Olsen behind the net. Olsen trying to get a hold of it and get it over to Wilkie. It's moved up to the top of the zone, kept in by Glukowski. Wilkie couldn't handle it, though. It was a bouncing puck, and it's moved out of the zone back to Glukowski. Here's Wilkie right back. Wilkie in the zone. Wilkie, a centering pass. Berger shoots, misses the net. Rebound, Berger, another shot, misses the net. And now Glukowski keeps it in on the right point. Glukowski fakes on a shot, finds Wilkie. Wilkie to the center for Berger. Berger moving with the puck on the top of the right circle. Down low to Wilkie. Wilkie, Ross Olsen, and a chance in front was deflected wide. Rebound comes over to the near side now. It's out of the zone. And rolling back towards the Storm end, right on Johansson, icing waved off. Hawkins was able to clear it for the Musketeers. And now here's Schultz. Schultz moves in out of the zone to Nardella for the Musketeers, who starts forward. Hawkins is in onside. Hawkins on the right side with a shot. Save made by Johansson on the far side. Wilkie. Wilkie on the far side wall. Got possession of it, but it's now in the near side of the Storm end. For Glukowski, who took a hit, lost the puck, got it back to Schultz. It's deflected off Glukowski. A shot went missed wide there from Kyle Schmidt. And now the Storm get it out of the zone where it's Amorosa for the Musketeers, who starts right back in again. Aduno leaves it for Schmidt. His shot went well wide. And a penalty upcoming to Tri-City. This is Glukowski again. Second time in this first period that Nolan Glukowski takes a penalty. This time another interference. So the second interference call to Glukowski. The first one wasn't a power play goal by the Musketeers, but a goal scored right after the power play expired. And now Glukowski sits for another 2 minutes here again. First period is presented by Nebraska Lottery. For a limited time, you can buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3. Now you can win up to $5 million for matching five balls with the Megaplier. Play today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. 8:05 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Musketeers have a 1-0 lead in this game. For the last couple minutes, I like the way the Storm have been playing. They've been cycling the puck well. Wilkie, Berger, and Olsen have looked very good. Drawn a couple chances. But now the Storm killing a penalty. 8:05 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. And the GNC penalty kills underway. Storm in the faceoff, and Cutler Martin banks it all the way down the ice on Kyle Haight. So a good start to the Storm penalty killing unit. And now the puck's played by Tyler Mueller. Mueller through his own zone to the far side now has moved into the Storm end. Behind the net, it rolls to the near side corner. First man there is Walteri Hopponen. Up top it goes. Now for Mueller. Over to Peterson. Peterson to the center, and it's kept in. Now banked out of the zone. Here comes Berger with a chance here. Berger in onside. Now he loses control of the puck and just dumps it in deep. Nice job by Chase Berger there. The hustle play, getting the puck out of the zone and deep into the Musketeer end. Storm able to complete a line change. And now Mueller has it with a minute 12 remaining on the power play for the Musketeers and the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Martin gets it out of the zone once more. Storm and the penalty kill have been looking good lately. Assistant coach J.B. Bittner has that responsibility, and Josh Howgie's been giving him all the credit for the penalty killing unit. On the near side, it's Joe Snively in a neutral ice. Gets past Eastman in onside. Broken up. Loose puck. Back to the Musketeers and Jared Thomas. Thomas fanned on a pass, but it went right to Nardella. Nardella back to Thomas. He's got space. Fakes on a shot. Down low it goes, and a shot. Missed the net wide. Good opportunity for the Musketeers again. That time, Kyle Schmidt. On that far side, he's had some good looks from Thomas. Missed the net wide. It went all the way down to the Musketeer end. Now Thomas moves it back. Moves past two Storm players. Thomas leaves it for Schmidt. Schmidt on the far side wall. Dumps it in behind the net. Now Snively. Snively behind the net. Fighting for it on the back end. And it's moved out the far side. And the Storm had a chance for a two-on-one there. But Hutchison didn't see it. Just batted it out of the zone. Final 10 seconds remaining in the Musketeer power play. Nardella has it for the Musketeers. Bobby Nardell on the near side is Snively, and we're back at even strength. Snively moves in, takes a big hit there from Schultz. Musketeers still with it. Schultz trying to get it back and clear the zone. He couldn't. And deep in the Storm end once again. It's moved by Hawkins. Now on the near side, Kevin Kerr got taken down. And it's to the center. Again, on the near side. Now Gomez leaves it for Hutchison in neutral ice. Hutchison just puts it in deep into the zone, and Gomez able to go get it. Against Mears Moore, Gomez gets to the puck. Gomez behind the net. Trying to battle more. Leaves it there for Wilkie. Wilkie shot. Save made by Hayton. And now Nardella has it. Nardella to the far side. Hawkins a pass to Oduno. Oduno's in onside. And now he's stripped of the puck for a second. Oduno gets it back. Trying to put it in deep. It was blocked there by Kerr. Kerr went down but got it to Dello. And now it's gloved by Oduno but taken by Wilkie. Ross Olsen through neutral ice. In onside. Left it for Wilkie. Wilkie to Berger with a shot. Save. Hayton rebound loose. And it's out of the crease. But Dello with a shot that misses high. And now Ross Olsen has it in the near side. Leaves it for Berger. Berger on the near side. Gets taken down. No call coming. Here's the Storm. Wilkie over to Dello. Dello takes a shot. Just misses the net. Rebound Wilkie. Save Hayton. Kyle Hayton with a big blocker save. Rebound now, Chase Berger. Up top, Martin with a shot. Deflection wide. Now on the far side, Dello keeping it in. Into the far side corner. Turnover to Wilkie. Wilkie in the center. Save Hayton. And he covers up. What a shift for the Storm. Ross Olsen, Chase Berger, and Chris Wilkie. The best line thus far here for the Storm. Howji very excited on the bench and happy to see that line playing that well. A lot of chances there. On that shift, Kyle Hayton made an unbelievable blocker save on a Chris Wilkie backhanded shot in the left circle and kept the puck out of the net. That would have gone in, and it would have tied the game. But nice save by Hayton, and we're still 1-0 here with 4:30 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Puck's in the Storm end off the faceoff now. Musketeers have it on the near side. Chance down low. Hopinen has it. Hopinen on the near side of the zone. Leaves it there for Nick Olsen. Olsen down low to Plitt. Dylan Plitt goes to get it behind the net. Plitt loses control, and Cecere plays it forward. Nice little pass from Cecere, and it's moved forward by Christian Horn. Horn moves into the zone on the far side, stops into the corner, leaves it for Lebowski's. Try to centering pass. L'Esperance was open, but it was too far away from him, and now Plitt starts the other way. Chance for a two-on-two. Musketeers in offside. Step ahead of the play was Nick Olsen with Hopinen. And a stoppage whistle, 3:52 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City trailing 1-0 on a goal by Trevor Olsen. But the Storm, especially with the line of Olsen, Berger, and Wilkie, look better in the latter stages of this first period. See if the Storm can get something going before we head to intermission. Under 4 minutes remaining in this period. It's wrapped around the Storm and by the Musketeers. Moving on the far side wall, Glukowski able to play it. Glukowski on the far side now. Gomez leaves for Hutchison. Hutchison's in onside. Back to Gomez. Shot saved by Hayton with a right pad. Nice looking shot from Gomez. Hutchison tried to get it back to Gomez behind the net, but it went past him. And Eastman comes over to try to play it, but he gets canceled out. And now it's moved by Thomas out of the zone. And Trevor Olsen got it deep into the Storm end. Nolan Glukowski with it. Glukowski in the near side wall. Stops and moves away from the attacker. And Gomez gets out to neutralize, but it went to Amorosa. Amorosa to the red line, got it in deep into the Storm end. Johansson behind the net, leaves it for Martin. Martin moves on the far side now. Nice little move by Cutler Martin to get some space for himself. And now Martin just shoots it into the zone. Storm complete a line change. On the far side, Amorosa with it. Amorosa up the wall, almost intercepted by Wilkie. And it's played by the Musketeers here on the near side by Jake Montgomery. Nice hit by Olsen. Almost got a turnover, but it went back to Mears Moore. And now the Musketeers throw it all the way in the Storm end. Icing is waved off. As it's moved around the near side, Ross Olsen. Olsen leaves it for Berger. Berger in onside. No, Wilkie was ahead of the play. Berger tried to chip it in because he realized he was late. But the offside whistled as Wilkie was ahead. 2:37 remains in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here in Sioux City. Tri-City Storm trail 1-0 the Musketeers on a goal by Trevor Olsen at 4:51 of this period. Faceoff is won by the Musketeers, and now on the far side, it's shot into the Storm, and it went off the side of the net there. An odd bounce off the corner, and Schultz plays it to Kevin Kerr on the near side corner. Kerr backhands it back over to Jalen Schultz, and Schultz moves it up the ice. Chris Wilkie. Wilkie past the red line. Wilkie's in onside. Wilkie lost the puck now, trying to get it back. Taken away by the Musketeers. Rolls to neutral ice. Berger able to slap it back over to Dello's stick, and now it's chipped in deep by Chase Berger. Going to get it. Mears Moore for the Musketeers around the far side wall. Dello keeps it in. Nice play by Torrey Dello. Dello's in deep. Dello behind the net. Looking to the front. Dello in the near side corner. Chance in front for Wilkie. Went under his stick. Nice looking pass by Torrey Dello. And out Musketeers can't get it out of the zone. Kept in by Lebowski. Chance for Wilkie in the center. Wilkie was late to react to that puck. as Berger tried to get into the center. And Wilkie skates slowly over to the bench, goes for a change. Now picked up by Sasir. Sasir behind his own net, finds Lebowski on the near side, finds Lesperance now in the middle of the ice. Lesperance in onside. Lesperance to the net. Lesperance to the center. Nobody there on that pass, and now it's turned over, and here come the Musketeers. Peterson the other way, in onside, trying to center it to Olsen, taken away by Tri-City, taken back by Jared Thomas. Thomas on the far side. Thomas into the corner, down low, turned over to Cutler-Martin. Threw it ahead of his man, but now kept in by Johnson on the right point. Musketeers have it now. Final minute of play here. And a chance in front was taken away by Christian Horn. Back out to neutral ice it goes. Final minute of play in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. We got a 1-0 lead for the Musketeers. Trevor Olsen put it in deep for Jared Thomas. Thomas behind the Storm net. Cutler-Martin all over him. And it's picked up by Sean Lang. Lang chipped it forward, and it's out of the zone. Storm able to get to it. Dumped into the Musketeer end. Icing waved off as Johnson has it. Johnson in the far side corner. Johnson on the far side wall gets deflected with a skate over to Glukowski. And now Kevin Kerr banks it to neutral ice. And it's Mueller leaving it there. Mueller on the near side wall. Takes a hit from Eastman. Out of the zone it goes. Back to the Storm end. Kerr and Glukowski have to race to get it here. It's a battle that's won by Glukowski. Nice move to get it to Kevin Kerr. Kerr off the far side wall. Back to the Musketeer end. Deflected in deep. Final 15 seconds left in the period. It's played by Eichstadt. Dylan Eichstadt moving forward now. On the far side wall. Musketeers in onside. Thrown to the center. Aduno up top. Chance for Eichstadt with a shot. Score! It scored with 0.1 seconds left in the period. The Musketeers get a goal. The clock shows 0-0.1. What a back-breaking goal, a final play of the period, and it was deflected in front, beating Johansson. Oh, what a tough back-breaking goal to allow here. A wide-open player in front, deflection in, trying to see who it was there for the Musketeers. I think it's Cedric Lacroix that's going to get credit for this one. 0.1 seconds left in the period. A tough way to end the opening period after the Storm had allowed an earlier goal. They came back and fought hard the rest of the period. And Lacroix gets credit for it. It's a 2-0 Musketeer lead after one. And that's just about the worst way you can end a period there for the Storm. Not a mental mistake, nothing they really did wrong. But just a tough circumstance scoring that late in the period. It's 2-0 Sioux City after one. We'll take a break, come back to recap the first period with a Central Hydraulic intermission report in just a moment here on The Breeze, 94.5.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family.
Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Back here at the Tyson Event Center after one period of play, Sioux City Musketeers have opened up a 2-0 lead and right away into the Sandler Implement period recap here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Just a terrible way to end the period, and not really any one person's fault. A defensive lapse in the final second, literally, as the shot taken by Dylan Eichstadt. Eichstadt in his first game with the Musketeers. Very hesitant play, kind of moved the puck up the ice. He gave it to Aduno, who moved it across the line. Aduno gave it back to Eichstadt, who had all kinds of room, and to credit him, he waited long enough to take a shot so that he had a man in front, and that was Cedric Lacroix, who was all alone, and Lacroix deflected the shot in between Johansson's legs and into the net with 0.01 seconds left on the clock here in the first period, and it's a 2-0 lead for the Musketeers. The two penalties in the first period, both to Nolan Glukowski for interference. Trevor Olsen scored the first goal. Glukowski took a penalty for interference at 2:40 of the period. And that was a two-minute penalty, so he came out of the box at 4:40. 11 seconds later, the Musketeers still had possession in the Storm end, and they capitalized with their first goal of the night. Trevor Olsen on a rebound from Adam Johnson and Tyler Mueller at 4:51. And those are the two Sioux City goals. Shots on goal in the first period, 8-7. So the Storm, I really think, honestly, the Storm played a pretty good period. And if they had gotten out of the period down 1-0, I think a lot of momentum could have carried over based on their play in the second half of the period. Couple good chances. Chris Wilkie, especially the best chance of the period for Tri-City. Wilkie in that period with three shots on net, the most of any Storm player. And the best chance was off a Dello shot. A rebound came to Wilkie, and he tried to backhand it into the net. Big save by Kyle Hayton. Hayton made all seven saves on shots that came his way in the first period. But Wilkie, Berger, and Olsen look really good right now for the Storm. Lebosky, Lesbrons, and Christian Horn, that's been the line that's been carrying things for Tri-City. However, here tonight through one period, it's been all Berger, Wilkie, Olsen. Those guys have been flying around the ice generating chances. Josh Algy, gotta like what you've seen from them. Nick Hutchison, Kyle Eastman, Thomas Alderworth, Garrett Gomez, Steve Hayden, all have played well. It's just, at this point, the two small lapses have cost the Storm. And credit the Musketeers for making the best of their chances here early on in this game. Tri-City has been throwing pucks at the net, but have not seen anything get past the goaltender Kyle Hayton for Sioux City just yet. There are two penalties to Glukowski in the first period, both killed off by the Storms. The penalty killing unit still continuing to do well for Tri-City. No penalties whistled to the Musketeers in the first period. Once again, shots on goal in favor of the Musketeers, 8-7. So the Storm just one less shot in that first period, and both goaltenders played well, but it's 2-0 now, Sioux City, and now the Storm are in a situation where they're down two, and they're really going to have to outwork their opponents, get some breaks, and convert on opportunities going forward here. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement, making farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back in just a moment with the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto right here at Tyson Event Center on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey. Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Hey, Storm Hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, Jared Sheffrin with you at the Tyson Event Center. Tri-City Storm trailing the Sioux City Musketeers 2-0 after one period. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney provides you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at Central Hydraulic Online. .com, and we get a look at the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard here. Sioux Falls is in Youngstown once again. Last night, the Stampede defeated the Phantoms by a score of 6-1. Here tonight, it is 1-1 after two periods, so much closer through 40 minutes tonight in Youngstown between the Stampede and the Phantoms. Cedar Rapids is taking on the Muskegon Lumberjacks in Muskegon tonight. That is a 1-1 score after two periods of play. Tri-City here in Sioux City, once again a 2-0 lead. We're going over the out-of-town scoreboard here presented by Midway Auto. Lincoln trails Omaha 1-0 after one period of play. That's at the Ralston Arena in Omaha. The Lancers took a loss last night, only their second loss of the season, to this Sioux City team who's been electric. Jacob Forsbacher-Carlson, the only goal for the Lancers, assist to Jake Gagehoff and Connor Light. 1-0 Lancers after one in Omaha. Chicago has a 3-1 lead on Fargo late in the first period in Fargo. Steele looking to sweep that series up in Fargo, and that would be a nice 4 points for the Steele that has started the season pretty slow in the Eastern Conference. The Force continue to struggle, a record of 3-8 coming into this game. Trying to get back into things, but they trail 3-1 after one up in Fargo at the Shields Arena. 1-0 lead for Green Bay over Des Moines. Des Moines on the road in Green Bay in danger of getting swept in that series as well. That's after one period of play. 1-0 Green Bay Gamblers over the Des Moines Buccaneers. And in Waterloo, the Blackhawks have a 3-2 lead on the Fighting Saints. And Dubuque, a team that's won early and won often here in this USHL league since they've come into the league, right now playing in one of their rivalry games against Waterloo. Both teams pretty close to each other in the state of Iowa. Goals for Waterloo have been scored by Peter Krieger, Drew Melanson, and Jake Horton. Goals for Dubuque to Eric Robinson and Nate Sukizi. So you've got 3-2 lead for Waterloo. That is in the first intermission at Young Arena. And once again right here, the Tri-City Storm trail 2-0 to the Sioux City Musketeers. A late goal with under a second remaining for the Musketeers has the score at 2-0 in favor of Sioux City. Fans, we want to remind you about our Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet trivia question of the week. Trivia Tuesdays is what we've been calling it on the Tri-City Storm Facebook page. Get the answer correct. You just comment on the question with the correct answer. And if you get it correct, you have a chance to be entered to win a Valentino's Buffet for free. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Tri-City Storm trailing 2-0 to the Musketeers. Once again, fans, we want to remind you about our Best Western Plus email inbox question of the game. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, is allowing you to ask a question about the Tri-City Storm, and we'll answer it on the broadcast. Email your question to bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. Once again, bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. We'll answer that question for you in the upcoming intermission report after the second period. Conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. That's Best Western Plus. Call them today at 308-234-2541. Take a break here and come back with the beginning of the second period from Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Storm trailing 2-0 to the Musketeers, looking to get back in this game as the second period begins on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5.
Over your limits or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Two things that make any morning better: donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites: glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Tri-City Storm Hockey continues now. The intermission's over. Back to the ice for the second period. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Tyson Event Center. Tri-City Storm trailing 2-0 as we begin the second period. Musketeers, Storm, back onto the ice. They switch sides. Storm will go left to right on your radio dial for the second period. Musketeers from right to left. And again, in the first period, the two goals scored by Trevor Olsen and Cedric Lacroix. The big one by Lacroix with just 0.1 seconds left on the clock. Deflected in behind Johansson. Storm got to regroup here for the second period and get themselves back in it. A lot of time remaining, 40 minutes left to play in this one. Storm will start with that line of Olsen, Berger, and Wilkie. Josh Howgie rewarding that line for being ready to go and getting a lot of opportunities here in this one. Musketeers starting their top starting line of Cedric Lacroix, Austin Aduno, and Kyle Schmidt. Also rewarding the line that scored that goal with just 0.1 seconds left. So we'll see a faceoff at center ice to start the second period. 2-0 Musketeer lead here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. Jared Chaffron with you here for the second period. We get the faceoff underway, and the Musketeers have the puck on the draw. It's moved forward by Adam Johnson. Puts it on the far side corner in the Storm end. Johnson, and a big hit there by Schmidt on Lang. Sean Lang went flying into the boards, and he's back up. Now we got a fight, and a quick fight, more of a wrestling match than anything, as it's Glukowski and Kyle Schmidt. Glukowski felt like he needed to respond, and he's trying to pump up the bench and get him to go here. After that big hit by Schmidt on Lang, Lang was slow to get up and get off the ice. And now Glukowski answers the bell for the Storm. Right away went after Schmidt, dropped the gloves. And more of a wrestling match, as I said, than a fight. Not really many punches thrown. They kind of converged. Glukowski threw a big hit on him, went right after him, dropped the gloves immediately. Not much of a choice for Schmidt there, as he went with a huge hit and then had to answer the bell. So, 2-0, 17 seconds into the second, and we see some changes already in momentum. Hope Sean Lang is okay, as he's discussing things with Matt Stern on the bench, the team trainer. Sean Lang is in a bright spot in the Storm lineup since the Storm brought him in from Muskegon. And there, he was just playing a puck in the far side corner of his own zone, and he got lit up by Schmidt. Berger will take the draw here for Tri-City in the Musketeer end. That's where the play stopped. Wilkie on the faceoff, off a shot. It's deflected wide. Nice opportunity there for Wilkie. Now Ross Olsen has the rebound. Each double minors for roughing, so actually they don't give him a fight. Shot for Berger and a chance in front for Olsen. Save made by Hayton, and he hangs on. Stoppage in play. Glukowski racking up the penalty minutes here today. He had two interference calls in the first period. Now he's sitting in the box for a double minor for roughing. Glukowski will take it. Doesn't count against him as a fighting major in the total amount of fighting majors you can have before you start getting suspended in the USHL. Face off to the left of Hayton now in the Sioux City end. L'Esperance lost the draw, though, for the Storm. Now on the far side, Olsen. Nick Olsen put it into the Storm end, and now it's Schmidt who fanned on a pass, and it's picked up by Lacroix on the near side corner, up top for Nardella. Nardella takes a hit from Horn, moved it back in. Schultz on the near side for Cutler-Martin. Martin trying to move it forward to Horn, and Horn able to work it free and put it in a neutral ice, hits Lebowski, and Lebowski into the zone. Lebowski moves in. Martin was being pinned down by Lacroix behind the play. Storm in deep, though, in the corner. Plays won by Aduno, now wrapped around the near side for Lacroix. Lacroix moving up the ice, past the red line, and in deep into the Storm end. Cecere back to get it. Garrett Cecere makes a long pass forward that's chipped in by Christian Horn, but Horn does not follow, and he's now halfway into the Sioux City end as Hopinen plays a pass to neutral ice, hits off Montgomery's stick, and recovered by Cecere. Dello and now Hutchison. Hutchison in onside on the near side. Now on the goal line, centering pass. Chance went wide. Rebound, though, and a chance for Aldworth with a shot that was blocked. Good look for Aldworth, but it was blocked. Now Dello keeps it in, gets deflected into the corner. Puck bouncing around into the air. Eastman takes a shove as he plays it against Hopinen. Kept in by Dello. Dello down to Eastman. Eastman down low to Hutchison. Hutchison leaves it for Aldworth, and now back to Hutchison. Hutchison a little slow to get over there, though, and now a puck comes free for the Musketeers. Sioux City in onside. Jacob Montgomery. Montgomery leaves it there, and a shot missed the net. Look there on the shot for Mears Moore. Now the puck goes back to the Musketeer end. And moving forward, it's Joe Snively. Snively fanned out a pass, then calmed it down. Got it to Hopinen, who couldn't put it in deep. Big hit there by Hutchison. And now here come the Storm. Aldworth in onside. Aldworth takes a shot. Save made by Hayton. He puts it into the netting and out of play. 17-27 remaining in the second period here in the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. The Storm trail 2-0 to the Musketeers. 17-27 remaining this period. Plenty of time left. 2-0 the score. L'Esperance taking the faceoff now with Dylan Plitt. Plitt, a commit to the University of Vermont. L'Esperance to Michigan Tech. And L'Esperance and Mears Moore both tossed out of the faceoff and moving in to take it and winning it is the Musketeers. And now here's a 2-on-1 rush for the Musketeers on the far side. And a shot and a save by Johansson. Nice glove save on Dylan Plitt. Johansson came out and cut off the angle. Plitt went with a wrist shot. Johansson, nice glove save. Get a replay here in the arena. Try to go glove side, and Johansson made the save. Almost got barreled into there by a defenseman. I think it was Dello trying to get back. And now Berger will take a draw to the left of Johansson and win it to the near side. Olsen, pass ahead of Wilkie in neutral ice. Picked up by the Musketeers. Shot back towards the Storm end. Couple players converging near the red line. Olsen threw a hit and took the puck. And now it's banked off the wall by the Musketeers. Berger and Olsen, another hit there. And now it's back into the Musketeer end, and it's Mueller. Mueller behind the net will play it for Sioux City. 3 minutes plus gone by here in the second period. It's a 2-0 score on the breeze in favor of the Musketeers. Johnson puts it off the far side wall, and the Storm end rolling to the center, picked up by Kevin Kerr. And Kerr moves forward, almost turned it over in front of the Storm. Met got it to Berger. Berger on the far side. Kerr didn't see it. Played by Plitt. Plitt on the far side wall. Down low it goes. Peterson lost the puck, though, to Olsen, who aired it out to neutral ice, but not deep. And now it's pushed back in the Storm end by Peterson. Johansson leaves it for Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the near side finds Wilkie. It's a long shift here for the Wilkie Berger Olsen line, and Wilkie knows it. Goes in onside. He's going to move it into the zone. Took a big hit. Lost the puck. Now it's out of the zone. Storm still haven't made a change. Lacroix on the near side. Put it behind the net. Banked off the back of the net. Nice move by Jalen Schultz to get it to Cecere. And now Wilkie will skate it. Here's the Storm with a chance for a 3-on-2. Wilkie in onside. Wilkie takes a shot. Saved by Hayton. And he knocks it out of play into the netting. 15:50 remaining here in the second period. 2-0 the score in favor of the Musketeers. And here's the time when the Storm needs some offense here. Got an offensive zone face-off. They've gotten some shots, but nothing, no great chances earlier on in the second period. And you got L'Esperance, Lebowski, and Horn with an offensive zone draw. Face-off was won by the Storm. Horn came in and got it, put it down low and deep, but now it's wrapped around the far side wall. Nice job by L'Esperance trying to tie his man up, keep the puck in the zone. But the Storm retreated for a second, and now the Musketeers have full possession. Hopinen on the near side to neutral ice. Hopinen takes a shot. Save made by Johansson. Rebound steered away by Cecere into the corner. And now it's poked up the wall, but taken back by the Musketeers. Hopinen in the near side wall. Up top it goes. Moved over to the far side with a shot. Deflection wide. Shot there from Mears Moore. Back to Moore on the right point. Faked on a pass. And now takes a shot. Deflection wide of the net again in front. A lot of Musketeers in front. Snively once again over to Moore. Kept it in. Takes a shot. Was blocked in front that time by Cecere. And it's moved out by Horn. Here's the Storm of the 3-on-2. Horn to Lebowski. Cross ice pass. L'Esperance shot. Deflection out of play by Hayton. Hayton, nice blocker save. L'Esperance, good looking opportunity. Nice puck movement by that line. Moving into the zone. Hayton makes the save. Keeps the Storm off the board. 14:55 remaining here in the second period in Sioux City. 2-0 Musketeers. Head coach Josh Howgie trying to rile his troops up on the bench. Clapping his hands, trying to get them going. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Kevin Kerr with a shot was blocked out of the zone. Torrey Dello plays it back in deep. Played by Mueller now. Mueller through neutral ice. Deep into the Storm end it goes. Icing waved off. Kevin Kerr on the far side. Played it turn it over to Thomas. Thomas down low. Peterson. Peterson to the center. Hit off Olsen's skate. Save Johansson. Another save Johansson. Jacob Johansson, a couple left pad saves. Now another shot towards the net was blocked by Kerr. And now Kyle Eastman brings it out of the zone. Puts it in the air. A bouncing puck. Alderworth calms it down. Alderworth trying to move to the center. Took away by the defenseman there. And now here comes Peterson. In off. Ooh, in onside. Looked like Thomas was ahead of the play. Storm get a turnover, though. And here comes Alderworth with Steve Hayden. Alderworth chips it in deep. Hayden's going to go chase it behind the net. And a collision. Hayden went down there on the far side. Nice job by Chase Berger. Keeps it in. Hayden to the net. Put it wide. And now Alderworth against Mueller. Alderworth shoving Mueller into the wall. Hayden tried to come in and play it. And now it's moved up top. Glukowski gloved it down. Shot it wide of the net. Rebound came in on Hayden. And he smothers the puck. Hayden. Kyle Hayden just jumping out of his skates to get that one as it was loose on the top of the crease. And he was able to keep it under control and stop play. 13:40 remaining now in the second period. Tri-City trailing 2-0 to the Sioux City Musketeers. Face-off again to the left of Hayton in the Sioux City end is won by the Musketeers. Into the corner it goes, though. Olsen trying to tie up his man, and Ross Olsen just battling in the corner, wins the puck over to Wilkie. Olsen again. This time he loses this battle, and Nick Olsen plays it forward for the Musketeers. Nice hit there by Schultz on Hawkins as the Musketeers came in. Now on the far side, Hawkins got taken down. Musketeers still have the puck, though. A shot, and Johansson makes the save. The shot came there from the point, and the defenseman, Terrence Amorosa. Now the Storm win a battle, and they take the puck forward. Berger over to Wilkie. Wilkie back to Berger. Skulkowski went down behind the play. Now here's Berger. Berger to the center. Got it back to Wilkie. Wilkie holding. Tried to leave it for Olsen. It was blocked by Amorosa. Wilkie gets it back. Finds Berger on the near side. Berger at the top of the right circle takes a shot that's deflected wide, and now it's moved out but not out by Amorosa. Shot by Cutler-Martin just went wide. Nice windup by Martin. It got deflected there, and now it's out of the zone. Cecere, nice pass right to Wilkie. He enters the zone. Leaves it for Berger. Berger holding. Takes a shot. Save Hayton. Rebound was loose in front of the net. Olsen got tied up there behind the play, looking for a penalty, none coming. And it's played by the Musketeers back to the Storm end. Cutler-Martin seeing some pressure. Cecere on the near side now. Cecere moves it in. Nice play by Lebowski. Lebowski, who got it from Cecere. Centering pass, poke checked away by Hayton. Cutler-Martin comes in to take it. Martin with a shot. Save Hayton. Rebounds batted at. Goes way in the air and out of play into the netting. 12:06 remaining in the second period. 2-0 the score. Musketeers in the lead. Gotta say, though, the Storm have looked good the last couple minutes, throwing shots in, and we're going to see Sean Lang go off the ice and exit the ice here. The Storm dressed 7 defensemen, so they'll be down to 6. Not shorthanded, but not good to see Sean Lang into the locker room there with Matt Stern. Obviously a hard hit, and Lang went flying into the back wall. Lesperance, nice keep in there, but a hand pass is whistled. So right off the faceoff, we'll get a stoppage and do another faceoff here after a hand pass by Tri-City. So Lang looks to be done for the night. After a hit like that, you don't really want him to get back onto the ice. Obviously, the head injuries, a major focus here in all hockey leagues, especially in the USHL. Want to make sure the safety of our players is prime concern. Lesperance knocks his man down behind the net. And now the Storm have possession. Lesperance with a shot. Missed the net. Now Kevin Kerr on the far side. Kerr down low. Got it to Christian Horn. Horn to the center was blocked. Nice try on the pass there by Horn. Got it back up top for Dello. Dello put it down low for Lesperance. Nice job. Lesperance behind the net. Lesperance to the center. Got a shot. Was stuffed. And now Kevin Kerr keeps it in on a pass from Lesperance. Kerr leaves it for Dello. Dello with a shot. Chance in front. Palouse puck. Lesperance is trying to get it. And the net is knocked off. Lebowski got pushed into the net. The net got knocked off. A couple players pushing and shoving. As the play ended, Lesperance had a loose puck in front. Couldn't find the back of the net. Dello had Horn wide open there. Down low and elected to shoot the puck. Not a bad idea as he caused the traffic in front. 11:14 remaining in the second period. Now Tri-City all over the Musketeers, but trailing 2-0. Storm have won possession and continue to throw shots on net. Kyle Hayton has kept them off the board. Faceoff won by the Musketeers, and now it's out of the zone as Hopinen had it to the center. Deflection away by Glukowski. Now Hopinen gets it back and fires it into the zone. Played on the far side by Jalen Schultz. Schultz moves it to the near side. Hutchison trying to tie up Hopinen, couldn't do it. Hopinen takes a hit there from Eastman. And now it's moved behind the net by Montgomery. Montgomery up top to the far side. Johnson. Johnson with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound loose. They score. Well, Terry Hopinen, his first goal of the season for the Musketeers. His second point, his 11th game, and his first goal. Found the rebound in front. And it's now 3-0. Sioux City in the lead. 10:45 remaining in the second period. Just about halfway through. And Sioux City has opened up a 3-0 lead. And it's tough for the Storm because, again, they had the pressure in the Sioux City end for minutes on end. And they were attacking, but couldn't get anything to show for it. And the Musketeers come right up the ice and score. Give credit to Hopinen. Found the puck. And he really started that play as well. Found the puck in the crease and made it count. Storm with a faceoff to restart play. Cecir, Gomez, and now L'Esperance. L'Esperance in onside with Hayden. And they actually whistle offside. Steve Hayden tried to hold the line. And they say offside. 10:34 remaining in the second period. 3-0 Musketeer lead. Halfway through this one, and Tri-City is down by 3. Faceoff won by the Musketeers, and now it's Nardella in the Sioux City end. Nardella put it back towards the Storm side of things. Martin fired it down the ice, right in on Hayton. And Hayton able to steer it over to Omarosa. Omarosa with a lot of pressure from Gomez, and it's moved on the near side. Peterson takes a big hit from Hayden, and now Olsen's in onside. Olsen, Trevor Olsen to the center, trying to find Thomas and couldn't connect. Now here come the Storm in transition. L'Esperance carrying it up the ice. In onside. L'Esperance trying to move past Omarosa, put it in deep. Steve Hayden down low. The Cutler Martin's there. Dello calling for it at the top. Couldn't keep it in. Dello gets it back and flips it in deep. As he was open there at the top, but got too close to the line, couldn't keep it in. Now it's Thomas. Thomas behind the net, swings it in front, save made by Johansson. And the rebound's up top, kept in by Mears Moore. Down low, Hawkins. Hawkins to the center, up top and out of the zone it goes. Past Dylan Eichstadt. 9:30 remaining in the second period. Tri-City trailing 3-0. Olsen on the forecheck creates a turnover. Here's Wilkie behind the net. Wilkie to the center, gets the trailer there. Kurt, and it was broken up. But kept in nicely. Here's Olsen, a chance in front, went wide. Trying to find Berger there. Musketeers get it out to neutral ice. Kevin Kerr retreating with the puck. Kerr fires it back to Wilkie. Wilkie back in onside. Chris Wilkie down the far side. Shot save made by Hayton. Wilkie using his speed to create a chance. He has looked very good in this game. But his team trails 3-0 here on the Breeze. 8:59 remaining in the second period. Tri-City is now down 3 goals to Sioux City. Musketeers have seen pressure from the Storm all night, but Kyle Hayton has been very good in net. He hasn't let anything sneak by him. The Storm have been trying their hardest, getting pressure in front, firing shots on net. Somehow Sioux City's still out shooting the Storm 13-12, each team registering 5 shots in this period, but it seems like the Storm have been all over the Musketeers, but haven't gotten anything to show for it. Most recent goal while Terry Hopinen from Adam Johnson and Jake Montgomery. Johnson, his second point of the night, has 2 assists here. And, you know, the Storm stayed out of the penalty box here in the second period. We're about halfway through. Still a lot of time left. Not counting the Storm out just yet. They do trail 3-0, but it's just frustrating for this team. When they've, seems like they've done a lot right tonight, but haven't gotten anything to show for it. Bounces haven't gone their way, and Kyle Hayton's been a very good goaltender in net for the Musketeers. Faceoff won by Tri-City, but out of the offensive zone. And Dello retreats back in his own blue line. Now Kevin Kerr ahead for Christian Horn. Horn in offside. Lebowski knew it. 8:50 remaining in the second period. 3-0. Sioux City in the lead. And they've got 7 wins in a row. They've really learned how to win quickly, the Musketeers have. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Put it back into the Musketeer end. Picked up by the defenseman here, Johnson. Banks it off the far side. Over to Kevin Kerr, who starts back forward. Lesperance in onside. Lesperance, nice cross-ice pass right on the stick of Lebowski. Takes a shot. It was blocked. Nice block there by Johnson. Now Lebowski goes down. Puck's loose for Christian Horn behind the net. Horn finds Lebowski. Lebowski trying to work in the corner. Back to Horn. Horn with space. Up top to Kevin Kerr with a shot. Saved by Hayton. Kyle Hayton gets way out of his crease. And he just cuts off any angle that a shooter might have. He has been magnificent tonight. Has kept the Storm off the board. Nice shot there from Kevin Kerr. 3-0 the score. Musketeers in the lead. 8:20 remaining here in the second period on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. Faceoff in the Musketeer end is won by Sioux City, but kept in by Cecil with a glove. Got it off a hand pass to Olsen for a second, but now Hopinen takes it away, and Hopinen's in onside. Leaves it for Snively. Snively around the wall, behind the net, and played by Montgomery. Jake Montgomery to the center, taken away by Ross Olsen. Nice interception there, and Olsen moves ahead. Olsen's in offside. Wilkie, the speedy skater, well ahead of Olsen, who lumbers up and down the ice. 7:56 remaining in the second period. Storm trailing 3-0 to Sioux City. Face off now, Eastman will take it for Tri-City against Joe Snively. The puck is dropped, won by the Musketeers, and they move forward. Here's Snively in onside. Leaves it deep into the Storm end. Martin battling with Montgomery for position. Snively comes in to take it. Hit by Schultz. Picked up by Hopinen. Hopinen in the near side corner now. Stopped by Schultz and picked up by Cutler Martin. Martin behind the net. Turns it back over to Snively. And here's Montgomery to the center. And a shot saved, Johansson. Hopinen was there and pushing and shoving in front. Kyle Eastman tangled up with Hopinen. Cutler Martin tangled up with Montgomery. We got a stoppage with 7:30 remaining here in the second period, and we will see some penalties resulting from this. Montgomery is heading to the box. And Montgomery is the only one in the box. 2 minutes on the board to Jake Montgomery, and it'll be a Century 21 power play for the Tri-City Storm with 7:30 remaining in the second period. Storm with the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today, 308-234-5550. Storm on the power play, win the faceoff. Klukowski holds, takes a shot, deflected wide. He had Berger in front. Berger on the near side corner now. Berger holding. Montgomery in the box for Sioux City for 2 minutes. Lebowski on the goal line. Shot missed the net. Rebound goes to Chris Wilkie up top. Wilkie leaves a saucer pass to Klukowski. Gets it back. Wilkie gets a lot of pressure here, and it's turned over. Out of the zone, and here's a chance. Opportunity for Aduno, though, went down deep into the Storm end, taken right back by Klukowski. And here comes Klukowski. Fired it ahead for Eastman. Eastman leads there for Berger. Berger chips in deep, goes behind the net. Eastman trying to win that battle. Eastman does win that battle. In the far side corner, up top, Wilkie couldn't handle the pass. And out of the zone it goes. 6:40 remaining in the second. Storm trailing 3-0. 1:05 remaining in the Century 21 power play. Wilkie with a lot of speed in a neutral ice. Wilkie is in onside. Leaves it for Lebowski. Chance for Ross Olsen with a shot. Save made. May have hit the post there, and Cecere keeps it in on the line. Nice job by Cecere. Bouncing puck, won by Lesperance. Lesperance in the far side corner. Takes a hit, trying to keep control of the puck. Now in the far side corner. It's moved around to the near side. Race to keep it in. Cecere won't get there. Cecere gets it back in his own end, and he'll regroup. Cecere on the far side now. Seeing pressure, still with the puck. Gets it in the zone. Olsen's got it. Centering pass. Lesperance couldn't handle it. Couldn't get the shot on net. Now on the near side, Cutler Martin keeps it in. Martin up top, Cecere settles the puck down. Cecere with a wrist shot. Save made. Rebound loose. Goes wide. And now it's moved around the far side. Christian Horn. Up top, Sasir. 10 seconds left on the power play. Martin fanned on a shot. Ross Olsons gets it in the near side corner. Back up top for Martin. It's out of the zone. Here come the Musketeers. We're back at even strength. Peterson in on side. Peterson with Sasir on him. Sasir blocks the pass and now starts things forward, trying to find Christian Horn at the end of a shift. Couldn't catch up to it. And now it's moved back by the Musketeers. Snively in on side for Hopinen. Hopinen on the far side. Hopinen down low for Snively in the far side corner. Now Walteri Hopinen scored his first goal tonight of the season. Up top for Mueller on the left point. The shot, save made by Johansson. Rebound went wide and now out of the zone. 5 minutes remaining in the second period. Still 3-0 Musketeers. Johansson stops that dump in. And it's Montgomery and Sasir that converge on the near side wall. Up top for Mueller. Shot was blocked. Goes down low. Sasir backhands it forward to Christian Horn. Horn starts forward, finds Hayden. And Steve Hayden and Joel Lesperance able to get it in deep. On the near side, Hopinen taken down by Hayden. No call coming now. Johnson has it. Run into by Hayden. And now Musketeers have it still. Hayden another hit behind the play. And it's almost turned over to Gomez. Now it's Johnson in onside. Stolen away, though, by Berger. Here comes the storm with 3-on-1. Berger leaves it to Hayden. He shoots. Save made by Kyle Hayden. And the stoppage with 4:18 remaining in the period. Tri-City still trailing 3-0. Matt Stern, Storm trainer, back onto the ice without Sean Lang. Stern returning to the bench. Lang still in the locker room. So not good news for Storm fans as Sean Lang seems to be done for the night. 4:18 remaining in the period. Nice shot by Steve Hayden on a pass by Chase Berger. But another save for Kyle Hayden. He's been very good in net here tonight for Sioux City. Eastman in the far side corner now wins the faceoff over to Aldworth. Aldworth on the near side now, leaves it for Hutchison, up top for Dello. Dello gets his shot deflected out of the zone, and here come the Musketeers. Kerr and Dello getting back in deep, as it's Nick Olson who leaves it to the near side. Eastman battling here with Plitt. Won by Kevin Kerr, takes a big hit from Nick Olson. Chance in front, they score! Brandon Hawkins on the one-timer, beats Johansson. It's 4-0 Sioux City, dominating this game on the scoreboard. Hawkins was in front, and it was just a nice little deflection on a one-timer that beats Johansson. 4-0, 3:53 remaining in the second period. Musketeers scored two in the first, two in the second, and have a commanding 4-0 advantage on Tri-City. Faceoff back at center ice now. Berger will take the draw for the Storm. Storm have fought hard tonight, but have not been able to get one past Kyle Hayden on the other end. Johansson, not a terrible game, but a very mediocre game, which is uncommon for Jacob Johansson. Storm have been very happy with Johansson all season, but Tri-City unable to convert on opportunities here, and they trail 4-0. Storm won that faceoff, got it in deep to the Musketeer end. And now on the near side, it's Berger. Centering pass, Wilkie with a shot, save Hayton. Rebound still loose and being played by Eichstadt. And now on the far side, Musketeers able to get it up and out of the zone. Berger gets tripped. No call coming. And now the Musketeers have it. It's Eichstadt on the near side. Back into the Storm end. Johansson steers it away for Schultz. Glukowski trying to chip it away. Knocks down Jared Thomas. Nice hit from Glukowski. And now it's moved up and out of the zone. Here's Ross Olsen. Olsen in onside. Leaves it for Wilkie. Wilkie back to Olsen. Olsen chance. He scores! Ross Olsen gets the Storm on the board. 2:59 remaining here in the second period. It's Olsen's first goal as a member of the Tri-City Storm. And they're all smiles on the Storm bench as they get on the scoreboard. Nice pass from Wilkie to set up Olsen, who moved in and on the backhand finally got the puck past Kyle Hayton. Kyle Hayton's had a great night in net, but Ross Olsen with a nice little move to put it home. 2:59 remaining in the second. The Storm are on the board. Ross Olsen's first career Storm goal. Now here comes the Storm off the faceoff. Lesperance moves it back in. Centering pass. Christian Horn couldn't get a hold of it. And now the Musketeers will race it up the ice on the near side. It's Schmidt. Schmidt down low. Throws a shot in on Johansson and he makes the save. stops play with 2:41 remaining in the second period. A key stretch here for the Storm. They've gotten one past Hayton. They trail 4-1. The game is not over. We still got a full third period coming up. 2:41 left in the second. Tri-City can learn from Sioux City here. You can still score late in this period, potentially cut it to a two-goal game and take some momentum in the locker room. Face-off won by Tri-City in their own end. Lebowski moves it around the far side, kept in by Johnson, and it's up at the top of the zone, kept in once again, and a hand pass whistled on Sioux City. Storm trying to capitalize on some momentum here as Ross Olsen has given them some life late in the second period. 2:27 remaining in this middle frame. Face-off won by Tri-City once again. Lebowski moved it in the zone. Not deep, though, and it's thrown out by Johnson. Now a lazy play from Cutler-Martin to Cecere, but the Storm able to regroup and chip it in deep. Nice job by L'Esperance there getting it in deep. And now it's the Musketeers who will get it back out to neutral ice. Back to Cecere. Cecere, nice play on the puck there, hitting Aduno. Aduno put it back in deep. 2 minutes remaining in the second period. 4-1 Musketeers. Cecere, through neutral ice, gets deflected into the zone. L'Esperance couldn't get control of it. Hopinen has it now in his own zone. Hopinen in the far side. Storm finishing up a line change here as the Musketeers start forward. Johnson through neutral ice. All the way into the Storm end. Icing is waved off. Dello on the far side holding up Snively. Puck's out of the zone. Rolling back to the Musketeer end. Icing waved off near. 1:30 remaining in the second period. Johnson with a big forecheck from Olsen. Got it into the Storm end. A bouncing puck. Dello trying to calm it down. Steered it to the side. And now it's played by Berger ahead for Olsen. Olsen for Wilkie. Wilkie in onside. Down the right side. Trying to get a centering pass. Fan on the pass. And now it's taken back by Sioux City. 1:08 remaining in the period. Hopinen in onside. Hopinen centering pass. Went off Olsen's skate to the far side. Wilkie trying to break that play up. Wanted to go on a rush. But couldn't bring the puck with him. Now we're in the final minute of play. Musketeers with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound loose. Kerr played it to the top. Olsen over to Eichstadt. Fakes on a shot. Back to Olsen. Into the far side corner. 46 seconds left in the period. And the Storm get it out. Picked up by the Musketeers. Final minute of the period. Tri-City trailing 4-1. It's dumped in deep in the Storm. And an icing whistle to Sioux City. 34.8 seconds remaining in the second period. The Storm trail 4-1 to Sioux City here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffron with you here. Tri-City Storm need 3 to get back into this one. But it all starts here. 34 seconds remaining in the period. Storm cannot win the faceoff, though, in the offensive zone. It's out to neutralize. Martin mishandles it, taken by Plitt. Plitt to the net. Centering pass blocked by Glukowski. Plitt to the far side now. Plitt holding. Martin knocks him down. 18 seconds left in the period. Olsen with it. Centering pass out of the zone. And now it's Mueller with 10 seconds left in the period. Banks it off the wall. Forward. All the way down. It's going to be an icing. 6 seconds left in the second period. And after what we saw in the first period, the period is officially not over until it's over. Sioux City scored a goal with 0.1 seconds left in the first. And now we've got 6 seconds left in the second. Storm with an offensive film faceoff. Puck scrum 4 off the draw. L'Esperance throws a shot wide, and that'll do it for the second period. Glukowski takes a hit from Nick Olsen, doesn't like it at the end of the period. And the two players have some words for each other as the clock expires. 40 minutes gone by. Tri-City Storm trail 4-1 to the Sioux City Musketeers. The lone goal for the Storm late in the second period from Ross Olsen. His first career Tri-City Storm goal. We'll give you all the updates here, and it looks like there's some penalties coming at the end of this period as they now finally allow the teams to exit their benches. Tri-City trails 4-1. We'll take a break. Come back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in a few minutes right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal.
Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back here at the Tyson Event Center, Tri-City Storm trailing 4-1 to the Sioux City Musketeers. We're inside the Central Hydraulic. Intermission report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And as we recap the second period, again, the Storm trailing 4-1 here. The Musketeers get two more goals in the second period. And really, the Storm played another solid period possession-wise. I think they're doing the right things here. It's just the shots that they're getting have been from either bad angles that Hayton's been ready for, or they've just been too far from the outside, or they've been right into the chest of Kyle Hayton. The only time the Storm have scored was a very nice goal from Ross Olson. Assists have been credited to Chris Wilkie and Jalen Schultz. Schultz, first Storm point of the season, picks up the second assist on the Olson goal, and that was a play that was made by Wilkie. Wilkie just distributes the puck there so nicely, and Olson had all the time in the world to go to the net and make a nice move to backhand it. Back behind Kyle Hayton, the first Storm player to beat Hayton tonight, but the only Storm player to beat Hayton. The Musketeer goals, Walteri Hopinen and Brandon Hawkins. Hawkins got a perfect pass from Dylan Plitt. And Plitt, from the corner, put it right on the stick of Hawkins, and it was just a quick bang-bang play. One-timer past the Storm goaltender, Jacob Johansson. Johansson on this game is only credited with 13 saves on 17 shots. Kyle Hayton has been credited with 18 saves on 19 shots, and I feel like the Storm getting robbed on some shots here. It seems like they've been throwing a lot of pucks at the net. They did outshoot Sioux City 12-9 in the second period. Once again, the goals for Sioux City, while Terry Hopinen from Adam Johnson and Jake Montgomery at 9:15, Brandon Hawkins from Dylan Plitt and Nicholas Olson at 6:07, and then Ross Olson from Chris Wilkie and Jalen Schultz. Just under a minute after the Sioux City fourth goal, Storm made it 4-1. So trailing by three, a deep deficit, but not impossible to come back from heading into the third period. Penalties in the second period. There was a double minor matching roughing majors to Kyle Schmidt and Nolan Glukowski just 17 seconds in. Right off the start of the period, Schmidt threw a big hit on Sean Lang, who went flying into the wall in his own zone. He has left the game and has not returned as of yet. Was in the locker room. Matt Stern took a look at him, the Storm trainer, and we have not seen anything from Sean Lang since that hit right at the beginning of the second period. Glukowski went right after Kyle Schmidt and dropped the gloves with him, but they called it roughing double minors. As there wasn't much of a fight, like I said, more of a wrestling match. 17 seconds in the period, and then Jake Montgomery went for a roughing penalty at 12:30, Storm unable to capitalize. Tri-City 0-for-1 on the power play thus far. Sioux City is 0-for-2 as we are through with two periods. 4-1 lead for the Musketeers, and that's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break and come back and answer your Best Western Plus question of the game, as well as the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto, right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go! Yeah.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, oh, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new buffalo chicken strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the broadcast booth here at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Tri-City Storm trailing 4-1. To the Sioux City Musketeers. We're in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Jared Sheffrin with you here as we will take a check of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto. Midway Auto Group, think hassle-free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. Get you the updated scores from around the USHL. And first of all, Sioux Falls picks up two more points tonight in Youngstown. 4 points on the weekend for the Stampede, as they get a 3-1 win over the Phantoms in Youngstown. They sweep that series. Nice job by the Sioux Falls Stampede to get 4 points. here on this weekend. Cedar Rapids with a 3-2 win over the Muskegon Lumberjacks in Muskegon. A nice win for the Rough Riders, and that's a team that we'll be watching all year as they've looked very impressive early on. Scored 7 goals against the Storm in a 7-4 victory back at the Viero Event Center a couple weeks ago. 3-2 win over the Lumberjacks here tonight. Omaha has a 2-0 lead over the Lincoln Stars after 2 periods of play. Lincoln continues to struggle to score goals. Tyler Vessel and Jacob Forsbacher Carlson with the 2 goals for the Lancers. Chicago with a 4-2 lead over the Fargo Force with 1:53 remaining in the second period. Steele again, as we said before, in chance to sweep Fargo. And another team that has a chance to get swept here is Green Bay. It's Des Moines. Green Bay with a chance for the sweep as they're up 3-1 right now over the Des Moines Buccaneers. Goals for Green Bay, Kevin Irwin, Drew Best, Brent Gates for the Buccaneers. Marcel Kurth had the 1 goal. It's 3-1 after 2 periods of play in favor of Green Bay. And Waterloo still leading 3-2 over Dubuque. 5 minutes remaining in the second period there in Waterloo at Young Arena. No goals have been scored in the second. 3-2 Waterloo lead at Young Arena. Dubuque out shooting Waterloo 25-17, but no goals have been scored in that one right here in Sioux City. We've got a 4-1 lead for the Musketeers at the Tyson Event Center. Now it's time for our Best Western Plus question of the night, presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus in Kearney at 308-234-2541. Tonight's question is from Jason Schmidt. And Jason wants to ask tonight for the Storm. He wants to know how many players from the Storm are from the West Coast. Good question, Jason. The Storm have a couple players from the West Coast. Garrett Gomez is from California, Chino Hills, California native, and he's the farthest west the Storm go. Also, Joey DiBenedetto from Anchorage, Alaska. He's from way out there in Alaska. And talked to Joey, and he loves it out there, but spent a lot of time in Las Vegas as well, and now spending some time here in Kearney. The Storm had a couple other players from out west earlier in the season, but that is the guys who are out west right now that the Storm have on their team. And you also got Chase McMurphy, who's from up in Calgary, so kind of on the west coast area of Canada for the Storm. But those are the guys who are from the West Coast. Thanks a lot, Jason. Question, we appreciate it. Remember, we're doing the Best Western Plus email inbox for every game this season right here on The Breeze. We're going to take a break here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. When we come back, we'll have all the action of the third period on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and 0 calories. 2 amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and
the point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Sadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers...
Hey, just a sec. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers!
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Third period here at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Third meeting between these two teams this season. The first one was a shootout win for the Musketeers, as it was a close game, 1-1 to the shootout. Storm couldn't get one in the shootout, and Sioux City came away with 2 points in that one. Second meeting between the two teams with the Musketeers win on October 11th in dominating fashion, and since then, the Musketeers have not lost a game. And this would be their 8th straight win. They lead 4-1 after two periods. Storm have a while to climb to get back into this one, but we'll see if they can do it. Team switch sides. Musketeers going from left to right on your radio dial for the third period. Storm from right to left. As they open the faceoff, it's going to be Chase Berger against Snively, and it's won by the Musketeers. Hopening came in and chipped it back to Johnson, who swung it into the Storm end, and it's played on the far side wall. Now Berger goes in against Hopening. Hopening able to take the puck free. Makes a move. Down low. Hopening with a lot of space. Throws one in front. They score. A goal just 19 seconds into the period. Chase Berger was covering Hopinen, and the Storm looked lost on that play. They had no energy to start this period. Musketeers won the faceoff and went right after it. And they score 19 seconds into the third. The goal for Trevor Olsen, his second of the night. And we now see a goaltending change. Hayden Levine is in. Jacob Johansson is out. Levine, this is going to be his third appearance for the Storm. Levine started a game against Sioux City, so he's seen this team before. He also started a game against Lincoln, but he was pulled from that game after allowing 3 goals. Here after the 5th goal allowed for the Musketeers, Johansson out, Levine in. Cutler Martin had it off the faceoff for the Storm. Got chipped on the far side over to Eastman. Now back to Kevin Kerr. In the Storm end, Kerr lost the puck out of the zone. And it's played by Aduno for Sioux City. Musketeers with it now. It's Amorosa. Amorosa moving forward to Aduno. Lost it to L'Esperance. Martin trying to play it forward. On the near side wall in his own zone, it's Cutler Martin. Martin past the red line. In onside. Swings it around. And it was blocked, and now L'Esperance is trying to play it on the near side corner. L'Esperance took a spill, and now a big hit by Kyle Eastman there. Musketeers players all over the ice. L'Esperance got held up by Lacroix after the play, and we get an offside whistled on the Musketeers. Both teams having trouble staying on their feet here. 18:53 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play here in Sioux City. And it's all Musketeers right now. 5-1 the score. 4-1 to start the period, but just 19 seconds in. Trevor Olsen got his second goal of the game. makes it 5-1. Sioux City face off one by the Musketeers, and that swung into the far side corner of the Storm end. Torre Dello moved it forward. Lost the puck for a second. Now it's taken back by the Storm. Christian Horn. Horn in onside. Horn to the center. Lost the puck. And now moving forward to neutral ice. The Storm got it back. It's Aldworth who tagged up and took the puck. Shot on Hayton. Aldworth got taken down, went hard into the wall. Slow to get up, but he's okay. And now on the far side, it's moved into the Storm end. Icing whistled on the Musketeers. So we see Hayden Levine into the game. Levine's first action of the week. This is the Storm's third game of the week. And I think you can tell it in their legs. They don't have the same jump that they had earlier on in the week in wins over Waterloo and Lincoln. Face off to the left of Kyle Hayton now in the Musketeer end. Berger able to win that face off, and Garrett Cecier fires a slap shot deflection by Ross Olsen. Another chance by Olsen. Went wide. Two chances there. The puck was stuck on the back of the net. And we get a whistle and a stoppage in play. 18-13 remaining. Now in the Big O Tires third period, Tri-City trailing 5-1 to the Sioux City Musketeers. A very dominant Musketeer performance. Converting on opportunities. Make a lot of goals against Johansson on rebounds. Faceoff won by the Storm. Wilkie to Dello with a shot that's deflected in front over the net. Rebound banked off the near side wall. Kept in by Cecier. Wilkie tried to keep it in as well, but it's taken away. And it's moved into the Storm end now by Plitt. Plitt to the center. Nick Olsen was taken off that one. And now here's Wilkie on the far side. Wilkie at neutral ice. Stops as he entered. Oh, got over the blue line. Taken back by Plitt. Now turned over to Wilkie once again. Wilkie plays it up to the top of the zone. Out. And here come the Storm of the 2-on-1. It's Berger and Olsen. Berger on the near side with a shot. It was blocked. Another shot. Went wide. Hayton actually sticked it away there. Maybe got a piece of it with the blocker. And now it's moved by the Musketeers on the far side wall. Moving up the ice with it here for the Musketeers is Mueller. And it's shipped in deep by Hawkins. Now down low, Glukowski against Lacroix. Glukowski takes it off the far side wall. Banked it to the center. Kept in by Aduno. Took a weird bank off the glass there. And now Hayden Levine swings it to the near side. And Lebowski, centering pass to Eastman in neutral ice. Eastman in onside. No help, though, as the Storm making a change. Fired it back out to neutral ice. Glukowski threw it back into the Sioux City end. Nardella now for the Musketeers. Moving forward. And it's sticked into the Storm end. Hayden Levine leaves it for Martin. Cutler Martin with some pressure here. As Eastman gets it out of the zone, rolling puck towards the Musketeer end is stopped by Nardella, and now it's Kyle Schmidt. Schmidt in onside with a shot and a save by Levine. Levine makes the save, 16:35. Remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City Storm trailing 5-1 to the Sioux City Musketeers here at the Tyson Event Center on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Lone goal of this one for Tri-City, scored by Ross Olsen. His first goal for the Storm here this season. Storm with a faceoff. Aldworth on the far side. Aldworth past the center line. Finds Gomez with a shot. Save Hayton. Rebound loose on the far side. Hopinen's got it. Here come the Musketeers. Hopinen the other way. In onside down the far side. Tries a shot but fanned on it. Lost the puck. Hopinen got it back. Put it to Snively in the corner. Loose puck is taken by Kevin Kerr. Plan to move up the far side wall, kept in by the Musketeers. A shot was blocked by Christian Horn. Now down low to Montgomery. Horn hits him on the far side wall. Montgomery lost it to Snively, though, keeps it. And now Mears Moore. Moore banks it off the corner, bounced up, and Montgomery had it and got hit by Martin, and Montgomery closed his hand on the puck. So a stoppage and a whistle and a faceoff will be outside of the zone. In neutral ice, 15:52 remaining now in the final Big O Tires third period of play here in Sioux City. First time the Storm are here in Sioux City this season. First two meetings between these two were at the Viero Event Center. The Musketeers, I don't know about anybody else, can you tell they're missing their three best defensemen tonight? As the Storm have had some chances, but Musketeers have looked good here tonight and not affected by some of their best players being either away in Canada at the World Junior A Tournament or injured. Here's a chance for Jared Thomas. Made a nice move as he entered the zone. Taken down, no call coming. And now here's Torre Dello. Della moving forward to Olsen. Olsen in onside. Olsen holding on the near side. Put one wide. Rebound chance in front. And it was blocked away as Wilkie had an opportunity there. And now Dello with it in the storm end. Dello on the near side over to Cecere. Cecere forward to Berger. Berger passed the red line. Flipped it in on Hayton. And Hayton blockered it away to the near side. And it goes out of the zone where Jalen Schultz has it. Schultz back to Glukowski. Forward. Got touched up by Eastman there at neutral ice. And now it's played back by the Musketeers over to Schultz. Schultz this time got chipped in by Lebosky. Adam Johnson there to play it, though. Johnson takes a big hit from Eastman, moves the puck forward, and now here comes Aduno. Aduno is in offside as Lacroix was ahead of the play. 14:40 remaining now in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City Storm trailing to the Sioux City Musketeers. 5-1 at the Tyson Event Center. Thanks for tuning in here on The Breeze. Tri-City's third game in 4 days has not gone as the first two did. Storm got wins against Waterloo and Lincoln in those two games. Storm have it in deep now in the Musketeer end as Lebosky took a hit. And it's moved up the wall, kept in by a pinching in Glukowski. Center to L'Esperance with a shot. Nice glove save by Kyle Hayton. Shot was probably going high from L'Esperance. Eastman a couple pushes and shoves in front of the Musketeer goal. 14:23 remains now in the third period. Glukowski having a discussion with the official as the faceoff will come to the left of Kyle Hayton. L'Esperance against Joe Snively. Faceoff won by Tri-City. And Lebosky with it turned on a shot that was blocked. And here's Snively trying to pass it to Hopinen, intercepted by Kevin Curry. He's in onside. Curry to the center and a shot from L'Esperance that went wide. L'Esperance ran out of room. He had a great opportunity on Hayton, but he was denied. Now Eastman battling in the far side corner. Eastman gets taken off the puck, gets poked over to Lebosky. Lebosky up the wall to Martin. Martin takes a shot down low. Lebosky and Olsen are there. L'Esperance, not Olsen. L'Esperance with a shot. Save made by Hayton with the right pad. Rebound moved by Montgomery up the wall. Stopped by Cutler Martin once again. Martin turns it over, though, to Johnson. Johnson moves to Snively, who's in onside. Snively on the far side with a centering pass for Montgomery, who was in front with some space, but it went wide. Lebosky able to get it back to neutral ice. Snively works it at the blue line. Now move back to Omarosa for Sioux City. Omarosa at the red line. L'Esperance trips him. No call coming. Referees allowing him to play here in the third period. Fans not liking the call. Storm should be careful, though, because after a missed call, sometimes the officials can be a little quick with the whistle. As the Musketeers have it. Musketeers on the far side. Centering pass was blocked. And now a shot, turnaround shot was blocked again. Storm in transition now. Trying to get it to Horn. Horn a neutral ice was stopped. And now it's moved forward by Sioux City. Nardella. Cross ice pass for Hawkins. He's in onside. Takes a shot. Hayden Levine got a deflection on that one. And now Gomez couldn't clear the zone. Here's Thomas. Down low. Centering pass. Omarosa. With a shot, save made by Levine. Now on the far side, Olsen. Olsen in the far side corner. Olsen looking. Up top it goes. And an opportunity here for Omarosa. Bouncing puck, settles it down. Moves it deep into the Storm end. 12:30 remaining in the game. As it's moved now by the Storm to Steve Hayden. Overskated it for a second. Christian Horn finds Torrey Dello. Dello past the red line. Dello's in onside with Gomez. Takes a shot. Save made by Kyle Hayton. He hangs on and stops play. 12:14 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City Storm trailing 5-1 to the Sioux City Musketeers. Announced the attendance here in Sioux City, 2,984, 2,984 people here at the Tyson Event Center for this one. The faceoff is won by the Musketeers and played behind the net, but now lost over to Berger. Chase Berger on the near side. Berger trying to put it back in deep, deflected by Snively out of the zone. Rolling puck. Officials wave it off right away. No icing. And Schultz back to Berger on the near side. Able to handle on the wall. Gets it to Olsen. Olsen got it across to Glukowski. Now Wilkie. Wilkie got stopped, though. Puck off his stick. Nice job on defense by Jalen Schultz to stop an outlet pass that would have had Snively free on a breakaway. And now it's Glukowski. Glukowski takes a hard hit into the far side corner. Went down, no call coming, and now here come the Storm. Berger couldn't get it out of the zone, though. It was taken away. Now it's broken up back by Jalen Schultz. Wilkie got it out of the zone, but it went back to Mears Moore. Moore on the far side now. Got it deep into the storm, and Hayden Levine, netminder out of his net. Played it away. A turnover, a chance, and Levine makes a save. Another chance. Levine makes another save. Couple opportunities. Another shot, and Levine makes the save. That one from Aduno. Johnson plays it off the wall. And this is Schmidt. Schmidt had the first couple chances after the turnover. Now up top. Johnson with a shot. Save Levine. Rebound loose off the side of the net. Another chance. And it's played by Berger up to Wilkie. Wilkie in neutral ice just chips it into the Musketeer end. And now here come the Musketeers again. It's Schmidt. Schmidt on the near side. Down low. Behind the net. Fans with a Let's Go Musketeers chant here in the building. 10 minutes remaining in the game. 5-1 Sioux City. Lacroix lost it to Lebowski, and now Aldworth. Aldworth in the zone to the center, and a shot just went over the net. Nice look from Aldworth. Looked like it was going to be kept in, but it skipped over the stick of Kevin Kerr. And now Hayden Levine, a long pass that's intercepted, and here come the Musketeers. Nick Olson lost the puck, though. His pass got deflected away from him, and now Kevin Kerr moves forward. Kerr gets taken down. Call coming. And we see a penalty on Sioux City, and it's Nick Olson who will head to the box. And now the Storm penalty box door is open. And Kevin Kerr is going to go in. I think they're going to take a Kevin Kerr embellishment penalty. Cutler Martin over to discuss it with the officials. Looked like Kerr was taken down. I didn't see the embellishment there, but I think that's what they're going to whistle. We got a 5-1 lead for the Musketeers. 10:03 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Looking for the longest wearing, best performing light truck tires on the road today? Look no further than the Big O Tires foot tire lines. Available in aggressive traction and tread designs like the Bigfoot XT or the smooth-riding, high-mileage Bigfoot AT, you're sure to find a great tire at a great price. Head to Big O Tires today. Well, they got one player for either side in the box right now, Kevin Kerr and Nick Olson. Matching minors, I believe. No penalties up on the board. We may stay at 5-on-5. Teams had a media timeout there to discuss things. And we will see 5 skaters on the ice for either team. 10:03 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period. 5-1 Musketeers, looking like the best team in the Western Conference. May not be there points-wise, but they defeated the top team Omaha Lancers last night. And now here have been in control of this game, and they say diving on Kevin Kerr. It's moved around out of the zone. Tough call on Kevin Kerr, really, as it looked like he got spun around. But they said he was too quick to lose his feet. Now a turnover from Dello to Hawkins. He fans on the shot in the slot. Big opportunity there. And now it's played forward. Nice try to Christian Horn. Deflected away by Omarosa. Played in by Hawkins. Back to Omarosa with a shot. Missed the net. Rebound on the far side. Nice hit there from Eastman. Another shot that got blocked. And now Gomez will take it out of the zone. Nice pass by Gomez trying to find a streaking Tori Dello. But it was taken away by Trevor Olson, who has 2 goals in this game. The captain of the Musketeer team has been a big reason for their success. Now a turnover in the Storm end, and a shot was blocked. Rebound to Hopinen. Hopinen puts it back in deep to Snively. Back to Hopinen with a shot. Levine got it with a glove. Rebound loose. And Gomez flipped it over the wall and out of play. Stoppage. 8:55 remaining here in the third period. Storm cannot change lines after Gomez threw it out directly over the glass. In the USHL, there's no penalty like there is in the NHL for throwing the puck over the glass. However, you can't change players on the ice. The Storm have to continue with what they had. Christian Horn will take the faceoff to the left of Levine to restart play. Under 9 minutes remaining here in the Big O Tires third period of play. The Musketeers with a 5-1 lead. Now it's Montgomery. Through the pass to Snively. Missed the shot. Missed the net. Rebound. Hoping it. Behind the net. Hoping it. In the near side corner. Looking. Swings it back to Snively. On the near side half boards. Back to Montgomery. Good cycle here from the Musketeers. And nice job by Christian Horn to tie up Montgomery, but Snively got to it on the near side. Mueller. Mueller with a shot that was blocked away by Wilkie. Now it's back to Mueller on the left point. Mueller swings it down low once again to Hopinen. Some aggressive play there by Horn. Try to take it away. Here's a chance in front for Snively, and he couldn't get his shot off. Went under his stick, and now the puck's out of the zone. And here come the Storm. Chance for Gomez and Wilkie, who had speed there, but they overskated the puck, and now it's back to the stick of Johnson. Adam Johnson throws it in deep for the Musketeers into the Storm end. Trevor Olsen played it up top to the point, but it was out of the zone before the defenseman Dylan Eichstadt could play it to Mears. Moore on the near side. Moore, he's got Jared Thomas in onside. Thomas to the center. Levine sticked it away, and no shot there for the Musketeers. Down low again for Peterson. Peterson in the far side corner. It's thrown into the front, and it's taken away by Tri-City. Glukowski over to Wilkie. Wilkie in onside. Leaves it for Berger. Berger on the far side corner trying to get it back to Wilkie, and it rolls off this stick. And here come the Musketeers the other way. Sioux City in onside. Trying to centering pass, turned over. Here's Chris Wilkie. Wilkie, one on two, but takes a shot. Save made, fought off by Hayton with the blocker. 7-10 remaining now in the Big O Tires third period as it's out to Dello. Dello back over to Berger. Berger, now Dello again for the Storm. 7 minutes remaining in the period. Aldworth has it. Aldworth makes a move past his man and neutralize. Another move into the zone. Aldworth on the near side gets past his man. Centering pass, shot, save made. Hayton, rebound, back to Aldworth. Over to Dello, breaks his stick on a shot. He's got to go get another. Now down low for Lebowski. Lebowski turned it over and onto the ice with Cecere. And Cecere played it forward. And now it's back down into the Storm end. Levine out of his net, plays it around the near side wall, and it got past Kyle Schmidt. Now it's Amorosa. Amorosa to the red line, dumps it in deep. And it's played by Cecere. Cecere swung around there by Lacroix, got it over to L'Esperance, and now Lebowski. Lebowski in a neutral ice, flipped it in all the way down on Hayton's stick. Aldworth chasing deep for it. L'Esperance kicked it back to Aldworth, and now it's moved to the near side. Hawkins up the near side wall. Glukowski, the only man back for the Storm, got to fight off Aduno. Got it to L'Esperance. 6 minutes remaining in the third. Storm down 5-1 to Sioux City. Cecere, cross ice pass, banks it off the far side wall. And icing is whistled. Icing to Tri-City with 5:49 remaining here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Well, the Musketeers scored two goals in the first, two goals in the second, and the one goal in the third, 19 seconds in to Jake Montgomery from Walteri Hopinen and Adam Johnson, and that was it for Jacob Johansson. So a night after Johansson had the shutout, he didn't have it here tonight. Storm only scoring one goal for themselves after really working hard in the first couple periods, and the Musketeers had a commanding 5-1 lead early in this one, in this period, I should say, as there's now 5:27 remaining as we resume play. Musketeers have it in their own end and move it to the near side for Hawkins. Turn over to Gomez. Nice pass to Christian Horn. Horn on the far side wall in the Sioux City end behind the net. Horn looks to the front. Takes a hit. Keeps the puck. Leaves it for Gomez. Gomez, nice pass over to Kevin Kerr. Kerr faked on a shot. Got it to Gomez. He put it wide of the net. Gomez had an open look, but now Martin has it. Cutler Martin. Back to Gomez on the near side wall. Gomez to the center to Horn. Back to Gomez in the near side corner. Gomez back to Horn. Chipped away and into the glove of Kyle Hayton. So not really a shot on net as they got poked away from Horn. But Hayton made the save with the glove and hangs on. 5-1 Musketeers. 4:49 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Face off to the right of Hayton. Scrummed off the draw is won by the Musketeers, and Hopinen, who's had a big night tonight, gets it taken away by Wilkie. Back in onside for Berger. Berger at the top of the zone, trying to move through a few players, got it down low to Olsen. Olsen tried to swing it in front for Wilkie. It's knocked away by Hopinen. Hopinen lost his stick. Wilkie knocked it out, and then Berger got taken down. Wilkie has it. Wilkie with a shot. Olsen was in front for a deflection, but he missed just wide. Now Berger, another chance in front. Hayton had to fight it off. It's flipped to the top of the zone, kept in by Kerr. Kerr with a shot that missed wide. Might have gotten deflected on its way in, and now it's out of the zone. Storm with some nice play here late in this game, trailing 5-1. Martin, a hard pass off Olsen's skate, rolled back towards the Storm end. And now the Musketeers have it, and it's settled down by Dylan Eichhurst. As Musketeers have it now, Snively put it in deep into the Storm end, and Kevin Kerr plays it on the near side, swings it over to Martin on the far side. Martin to the center finds Kerr, and now Kerr will start forward. Pass intended for Berger, too far in front of him. Nice move by Aduno to get past his man, and here comes Aduno down the side, and he scores! Austin Aduno, Thunder Bay, Ontario native, makes it 6-1 with 3:35 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period, he beats Hayden Levine. Cleanly came down the far side. That's a bad turnover for the Storm that leads to an Aduno goal. Aduno made a great move to free himself some space and then took it all the way for the goal. 6-1 the score here in Sioux City. And this one is in hand for the Musketeers. It'll be their 8th straight victory for the Storm. A positive week with 2 wins on Wednesday and Friday. But this one will be a loss as they now trail 6-1. 2 goals in each period for the Musketeers. As it's Nardella that has the puck for Sioux City. 3:20 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. We're now in the Diamond Vogel final 5. Last 5 minutes of this one. Some garbage time here. Musketeers, another chance in front. This one was blocked by Dello. And now it's back to Cecere. Cecere back to Dello on the far side. Moved it forward. Aldworth trying to chip it to the center. Now Aldworth ends up with it on his stick. And Aldworth leaves it for Hayden. Stephen Hayden trying to get it in deep. Unable to. Hawkins put it now deep into the Storm end. Lukowski behind his own net. Lukowski moving forward. Aldworth in the zone. Takes a shot. Missed the net. Rebound loose. Hayton covers up. Kyle Hayton stops play. 2:37 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period of play. We're now inside the Diamond Vogel final 5. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints. With locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island, Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Shot from the point off the draw from Schultz, deflected wide. Gomez on the rebound. Gomez looking to the center, gets taken off the puck. Penalty upcoming to the Musketeers. 2:25 remaining here in the Diamond Vogel final 5 here in Sioux City. And we see a penalty upcoming to the Musketeers. A hooking call is the whistle. Well, Storm get a chance to work on their power play here, down 5 goals. Storm 0-1 on the power play tonight. Officials, for the most part, have stayed out of this one as the faceoff was won by Tri-City, but out of the offensive zone and back down to Cecere. Cecere swings it around on the near side. Cecere moves forward. Cross-ice pass into the zone. Nobody there, though. And it's moved by Mueller around and out. All the way down into the Storm end. 2 minutes remaining in the game. There's about a 20-second differential between the Century 21 power play and the end of the game. Cutler Martin flips it into the Musketeer end. Olsen trying to play it to the center. Intercepted by Aduno. And Aduno takes it back towards the Storm end. Cutler Martin picks it up. Martin now for Christian Horn. Horn on the near side. Horn to the center. Olsen, L'Espérance. Shot was deflected away by Kyle Hayton. The rebound down over to Olsen. Olsen up top. Finds Lukowski with a shot. It's blocked in front. Rebound kept in by Christian Horn. Horn at the top of the zone with a shot. Save made by Hayton with the glove. Rebound on the far side. Martin. Martin on the backhand now. As we're heading towards the final minute here, the third period. Storm's still on a power play, but they lost it now to Aduno, and he'll flip it out of the zone. Lukowski gloves it down, plays it forward for Christian Horn, who chips it in deep. Played now by Eichstadt. On the near side wall, Schmidt through the neutral ice, glove down by Berger. Chase Berger comes back in onside. Final minute in the third. 31 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Up top, Glukowski takes a shot. Deflection in front, never got through. Now Lebowski with a slap shot. Save Hayton. Rebound put wide by Berger. And now Lebowski again with it. Leaves it for Glukowski. Can't keep it in. 40 seconds remaining in the game. Wilkie trying to move in onside, but decided to retreat. Now he moves in onside with speed. Wilkie takes a shot, deflection out of play. 29 seconds remaining in this one. 4 seconds remaining in a Trevor Olsen penalty. And the Musketeers are going to pick up 2 points tonight here on their home ice against the Tri-City Storm Musketeers. 6 points against the Storm this year. Storm have won in an overtime loss. Shot off the draw by Steve Hayton. Save made. Rebound, Hayden, shot one wide. Final 20 seconds of this one. Musketeers have it in their own end. We're back to even strength. Aldworth lost it back to Cecier. Cecier made a move, and he's taking off the puck. Here come the Musketeers with a big rush. Trevor Olsen going for the hat trick. Decides to pass it. Saved by Levine. 5 seconds left in the game. Aldworth over to Eastman. Final shot. Saved by Hayton. That'll be it. And Kyle Hayton salutes the crowd. Very nice performance for the Musketeer goaltender Kyle Hayton tonight. And a 6-1 win for the Musketeers on their home ice. Tri-City goes 2 out of 3 on the week. Josh Howgie's team will regroup. And they'll have a light week next week. Just one game against the Omaha Lancers next Friday at the Viero Event Center. We'll take a break and come back to recap this one in the Old Chicago postgame show on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price of every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
For a limited time, buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3. Why the discount? The Nebraska Lottery thinks it's a great way to announce the exciting new changes to Mega Millions with Megaplier. Jackpots now start at $15 million, and you could win up to $5 million if you match 5 white balls with the Megaplier. So buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3. But hurry, this offer ends November 3rd, 2013. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
For a limited time, buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3. Why the discount? The Nebraska Lottery thinks it's a great way to announce the exciting new changes to Mega Millions with Megaplier. Jackpots now start at $15 million, and you could win up to $5 million if you match 5 white balls with the Megaplier. So buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3.
But hurry, this offer ends November 3rd, 2013. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Old Chicago Postgame Show here in Sioux City. A win for the Musketeers, 6-1, your final score. Tri-City only score was scored by Ross Olson. And Olson made a real nice move and put the puck in the back of the net. It was the only goal of the night for Tri-City, however, as the Musketeers were in control of this one early on. They scored two goals in each period. Let's recap this one here in the Sandler Implement game recap. And inside the Old Chicago postgame show, again, early on it was the Musketeers that scored 4:51 into this one, took control of the game on a rebound goal from Trevor Olson. Adam Johnson, Tyler Mueller pick up assists on that one. It gave the Musketeers a 1-0 lead. Turning point of the game undoubtedly came at the end of the first period as the Musketeers scored with 0.1 seconds left to go in the period and with no time on the clock pretty much. Definitely a good goal. No controversy on the goal. It went in before the buzzer sounded. Cedric Lacroix scores the goal on a deflection off a shot from Dylan Eichstadt. Austin Aduno picks up the second assist, and after that, it was tough for the Storm to get back in this game. They were never able to really respond to the change in momentum that happened right before they went in the locker room. At the end of the first period, that goal scored by Cedric Lacroix gave the Musketeers a 2-0 lead, and the Storm never got back into it. In the second period, Storm played well, had a lot of chances, some good looks on Kyle Hayton, couldn't put the puck past him until it was 4-0, while Terry Hopinen and then Brandon Hawkins, each with goals for Hopin in his first goal of the season. For Hawkins, he leads the team with 9 goals this year. Olson was able to score under a minute after the Hawkins goal and make it a 4-1 lead for the Musketeers, but it would have really taken a huge change in momentum for the Storm to come back into this one. 4-1 after the second period. In the third, a goal 19 seconds in pretty much sealed the game, make it 5-1 Sioux City. Storm went with a goaltending change and brought in Hayden Levine for the final minutes. Levine ends up playing 19 minutes and 41 seconds, allowed one goal later in the game to Austin Aduno, but made 7 saves on 8 shots. Levine wasn't tested much at the end of the game, made a couple good saves. Johansson, a rough night for him, 13 saves on 18 shots, but the big man in net for the Musketeers, Kyle Hayton made 30 saves on 31 shots. The Storm outshot the Musketeers 31-26. They definitely got good chances on Hayton, but Kyle Hayton was the best goaltender on the ice tonight for Sioux City, and he is a big reason why they were able to come out to such a big lead in this game. He was able to continue to stop the Storm, and Tri-City had some shots, and they had some good looks, but they couldn't get one past Hayton until they were already down 4-0, and it was going to be tough to come back at that point. Both teams did not have a power play goal, 0-for-2, both on the power play, but the key number here for the Musketeers, scoring 2 goals in each of the 3 periods. They come out with a win here tonight, 6-1, your final score here, and that is your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Now let's look to the New West Sports Medicine 3 stars of the game. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. 3 stars of the game here tonight for the Tri-City Storm. Number 3, the third star, Ross Olson. The second star for the Sioux City Musketeers, while Terry Hopinen scored his first goal of the season. Olson, by the way, also his first goal of the season. And then Cedric Lacroix, the number one star, scoring the goal that was really the turning point of the game late in the first period. Less than a second left on the clock when Lacroix scores that goal and puts the Musketeers up 2-0 after the first period of play. Let's check the Dent Popper grinder of the night right now. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Net Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Net Popper and Carney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the night for the Tri-City Storm. Defenseman Jalen Schultz. Schultz picked up his first career Storm point tonight on Ross Olsen's goal. Got the Storm on the board. Jalen Schultz, the grinder of the night tonight, presented by the Dent Popper. We'll take a break and come back in the Old Chicago postgame show with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, in just a moment here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
Covered with our very best. Don't settle for anything less. Our reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Vogel, quality lasts longer.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go! Yeah.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Back inside the Tyson Event Center here in the Old Chicago postgame show. Jared Schaffrin here with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie. The Tri-City Storm dropped this one to the Musketeers. 6-1. Coach, your third game in 4 days, and seemed like it showed a little bit here tonight.
Yeah, we didn't have the jump we had, you know, on Wednesday and Friday. I thought we had some chances, but for whatever reason, we were snake bit. We were putting pucks right into the middle of Hayden, and he's a good goaltender. He's going to eat those up.
Yeah, Kyle Hayton tonight really seemed to kind of energize his team for the Musketeers. They've been on a hot streak lately. It seems like they just made the best of a lot of their opportunities.
Yeah, they did. You know, they were getting to the scoring areas in front of the net, and we made some bad mistakes as far as leaving guys open. I think we got exposed a little bit without having two centermen in the lineup, and that hurt. And also, I don't think Jacob played his best game, and but he's unbelievable. And yeah.
Late in the first period, kind of talked about it throughout the broadcast. It's obviously tough to let up a goal at the end of any period going into the locker room, but you let up one up with 0.1 left on the clock. How much does that hurt after one period?
You know, it hurt. I mean, it's one of those ones. It's a kick in the stomach, and you got to try to, you know, push back. I thought we came out strong in the second, you know, and it hurt losing Sean Lang there with the boarding penalty that wasn't called. But I'm sure the league will take a look at that because he's going to be, you know, he might be out for a little bit because of that one.
Yeah, it seemed like the officials in general here tonight, as opposed to other games that we've seen, really, for the most part, kept the whistle in the pocket. I think they were letting a lot of calls go on both sides.
No question. I felt there were a couple they could have called against us as well as them. But, you know, I think you let them play tonight, and a little different than what we've seen here throughout the season, because it seems like every game it's, you know, 7 power plays to 5, or, you know, I'm not used to a 2-2 game.
Early on in the game, seemed like the line that was working best was Wilkie, Berger, and Olsen. You kind of kept going with that line, and they seemed to generate a lot of chances.
They end up getting the one goal there for Ross. And how nice is it to see a different line to kind of come on there for you guys?
That was really nice. And, I mean, they were buzzing all night. I thought they created good energy. They did a lot of good things. I thought that was, for Chase and Chris, I thought, getting Ross, it really helped them. So I think that's a solid line we can go with. And now we had to move Christian Horn to center in the third period just because we were not accountable down the middle today.
Wilkie specifically seemed like he was buzzing, like you said. Maybe one of his best games of the season for you guys?
Yeah, I would think so. He's taken, a step this week. And I think I'm a little down right now, but I think when I look at where I was a week ago right now, the team's taken a lot of positive steps this week. We can build off it. We can continue to improve. We get 5 days of practice here before we get one game on the weekend, so that'll be really nice.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you're able to look forward now to next week, and you see Omaha obviously going to be a tough matchup on Friday, but then you get a nice Saturday night off, and you could kind of get back to full strength a little bit.
Yeah, and I think, it'll give us a chance. We're going to appeal the suspension of Drew Mayer, and hopefully we can get that reduced and, get Ryan McMurphy healthy, and then we'll get Jacob Johansson. He needs a little rest. He was sick tonight, so give him a little bit of rest and let him get healthy as well.
All right, that's Josh Howgie joining us here in the Old Chicago Post Game Show. Thanks a lot for coming on, Coach.
Thanks.
Final score of this one, 6-1 in favor of the Sioux City Musketeers. Musketeers win their eighth consecutive game. Storm dropped their first one on the week. They go 2 out of 3, but tonight the Musketeers dominated this one and finish on top with a 6-1 victory. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here before we sign off, presented by Midway Auto Group. Midway Auto, think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. As we look at these scores around the USHL for the final time tonight, Sioux Falls defeated Youngstown 3-1. Cedar Rapids knocked off Muskegon 3-2. Omaha with a 4-1 win over Lincoln, keeping the top spot in the Western Conference standings. Chicago is ahead of Fargo 5-2 with 3 minutes left in that game up in Fargo. Green Bay defeats Des Moines 3-1. And Waterloo has a 4-2 lead over Dubuque with 6 minutes remaining in the third period. For all the scores, stats, standings, and everything USHL related, head to pointstreak.com/USHL. You can also go to USHL.com and get all the updates there from the league and the USHL. Well, that'll do it here for us in Sioux City. Thanks very much for tuning in to The Breeze. Jared Shaffron here with you, and we will be back with you on Friday. The Tri-City Storm will take on the Omaha Lancers. It's a 7:30 p.m. start at the Viero Event Center. That's a 7:30 p.m. start of Free Kids Friday. And it will be social media night, which means this week we will be interacting with you on social media leading up to social media night. A lot of giveaways, prizes, tickets. Stay tuned. Follow the Storm on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on YouTube as well. We'll have a lot of content all week leading up to social media night, which will be Friday night, November 8th, against the Omaha Lancers at the Viero Event Center. Until then, have a great night, everyone.